We got a tiger by the tail here in Gordonsville.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. On Friday, November the 13th, 2020, the Clay County Bulldogs played their hearts out on Turney Ford Field, and as the final seconds ticked off the second round playoff clock, those hearts were broken as the Dogs were eliminated 14-21 by their arch nemesis, the Gordonsville Tigers. In the ensuing offseason of weightlifting, spring practice, summer workouts, and scrimmages, there's been an obsessed fixation resonating from Russell Richardson's doghouse and from a team of players and coaches that have a singular goal. And it's been the battle cry of the black and gold, beat Gordonsville. When the Region 4A coaches redrew their conference schedule, fate placed the league's top two teams squaring off in a Week 11 regular season finale that guaranteed drama and almost certainly would be for the region crown. As head coach Jake Johnson and his Hungry Hounds entered the 2021 season, it was with a one-game-at-a-time mentality. But somehow, some way, it was always about the light at the end of the regular season tunnel. And tonight, that tunnel ends at Turney Ford Field, where head coach Scott Clemens and his 8-1 Gordonsville Tigers are always crouched and ready to attack. But this year's pack of dogs doesn't fall victim easily. In the 351 days since that cursed Friday the 13th, Clay County hasn't lost. They're 9-0 for only the third time in the program's history. Their second-place AP rank is the highest in 30 years. And as they meet the hated Tigers for the 72nd time, they have the chance to claim their first-ever region championship. Guess what? Bulldog Nation's got a fever. And the only prescription is beat Gordonsville.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff with Bulldog football streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show from rainy Gordonsville, our 10th and final regular season Bulldog broadcast of this season. For the fifth time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs, and our Southwestward drives brought us to the all-too-familiar location, Attorney Ford Field here at Gordonsville High School. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to remain understandable tonight through the excitement as we call this big region title showdown. You know, I promise I feel a little bit safer here in the jungle tonight due to the presence of our network producer, a man who boasts a 42-8 record against Gordonsville, the old Tiger Slayer himself, Rob Edwards.
Thanks, Daniel. It's great to be here, even though it's raining a little bit on us right now. We're under the protection of the... What's it called, Thomas?
I've been calling it the Horizon Sports Network Igloo.
Igloo,
you know, it's white.
Yeah.
We do have sides on it, so we can encase ourselves if we need to.
All right, great. It's nice. So, yeah, and you know, I've been at Salina, Clay County for 22 years, as you guys know, and in that 22 years, tonight is the most anticipated football game since I've been there.
Yeah, in a generation, you could say.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to this thing getting started here in about 53 minutes.
You've heard a few comments already from him, but also joining me is a man that, unfortunately, much like myself, has been wounded by the Tigers more often than he cares to remember. Our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver, down here in hated territory, Thomas.
Yeah, don't have good memories from here, and honestly, playing or broadcasting. So it's time to change that tonight. But back on the road, you mentioned it, Daniel. It does feel a little familiar, probably because we're sitting in the same spot we've been this time of year for what seems like several years in a row.
Definitely. It's the third straight series contest to take place here. May talk about those reasons later. One of them, of course, that big second-round playoff game last year.
And we are here among the masses of Bulldog Nation in Gordonsville. They're starting to file in. Everybody's popping up the tents, opening the umbrellas. I expect a big crowd for this one, and there's no place I'd rather be for this huge football game on a football Friday night than here with you two guys. And boy, do these Bulldogs have a big opportunity. In one of the biggest games in program history, Coach touched on it. You said them. Talked about it in the opener. Not only can they become the second team ever to get to 10-0, but they got a chance to bring back home the first ever region title, Daniel.
That's right. We had district titles in the 80s. That was a little bit different. Eight regions in the state, never have won an outright region championship, and this year's going to be the year.
Yeah, but Gordonsville is the reigning region champion, and it's not going to come easy. It's not going to be an easy task here tonight. And safe to say it's going to take the Dogs playing their best game of the year to pull this one off. But we've seen them bring it night in, night out, all season long, Daniel. And tonight I think we're about to witness this team see what they're truly capable of.
I agree. I think it's a special group of coaches, a special group of young men. They're not intimidated by anything. That's going to show through in this big atmosphere.
Another group just like them who always gives us their best game, that's our long list of generous sponsors. We can't thank them enough for allowing us to bring a game like this to Bulldog Nation. Folks, go by and see these folks, do business with them, let them know you heard their ad on the Horizon Sports Network because they're the ones that make it all possible. We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of it. And we want to encourage folks to follow up this broadcast with a newspaper each week, Daniel.
They need to go out and pick the one you put out, pick it up this week. What a great front page. Had all five of those offensive linemen. A wonderful picture taken, I guess, by CCHS Media. Good title across it. Eye on the prize, I think it was. Just a great layout.
Well, when I came across that photo online by Kendra Reagan, I was excited. I just put it all together right there, and there's nothing like a feature photo on the front page of a newspaper, and I think that one did the trick.
I agree.
Folks, up next, as we do in every broadcast and pregame show, we'll talk about that story Daniel was talking about where that picture was in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discussed what appeared in print about Clay County's win last week.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hall Horizon. That headline read, as Daniel said, "Eyes on the prize" up in the photo, and it also said, "Bulldogs head into Gordesville with region crown and perfection on the line." And the story began with four words, Daniel: "The wait is over." And it talked about how tonight's game has been marked on the calendars since the 2021 schedule was released. And it's been on the minds of Bulldog Nation since Clay County's 2020 season ended, one game shy of the TSSAA quarterfinals here nearly a year ago. "You can't ask for a better storyline," Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson was quoted saying. "All of us, inside and outside the program, still have a bad taste in our mouth some 300 days later. This is what we wanted, and this is what we've been working for, to have this opportunity." The article went on to say the Dogs have a chance to leave their mark as the first team ever to win a region title and become one of only three squads to complete a perfect regular season in what can only be considered one of the biggest games in program history here tonight in Gordonsville. Coach Johnson went on to talk about the postseason implications of tonight, his thoughts on the Tigers, and much more about his Dogs, which he summed up as a special team. And they've been special all season long, Daniel, including last Friday night up at York, where they remained unbeaten in a game they dominated, as your summary from the paper is going to show.
It does. The Dogs got a 9-0 with a 40-0 shutout of York Institute last Friday in Jamestown. Clay County held the Dragons less than 100 yards of total offense behind a defense led by junior Levi Garrett's team-high tackle effort, while the Bulldog attack rolled up a half-dozen scores in the rout. Freshman quarterback Nate Adams found junior wideout Alec Kerr for a 15-yard touchdown to get things started before senior Carson Sharp rushed for a 12-yard score to hand Clay County a 13-0 halftime lead. Following Garrett's extra point, both scores were set up by 25-yard catches by junior Jimmy Burchett, who finished as the Dogs' leading receiver and also found the end zone in the second half. Junior Joseph Markham opened the third quarter with an amazing 84-yard run where he slipped by stiff-armed and pulled away from dragging defenders before being dragged down at the 3-yard line. Junior quarterback Keaton Arms then made his return to the offensive lineup for the first time since suffering an injury in the second game of the season and bowled his way in for the score before he capitalized on an Adams interception with another highlight. On his first throw in nearly 2 months, Arms hit senior Jeff Spivey in stride down the sideline with a perfect strike for 41 yards to set up Sharp's second touchdown of the night from 6 yards out, which changed the scoreboard to 27-0 following Garrett's second straight made PAT. Burchett then hauled in his 18-yard touchdown catch from Adams on the ensuing Clay County drive. Markham got his payoff from 4 yards out early in the fourth quarter. Reserves finished out the remainder of the game with productive play, which was highlighted by an interception from sophomore Braden Allred, a sack by sophomore Hayden McGee, and multiple tackles by freshman Lance Burchett, Hayden Adams, Worm Smith. Final score, Thomas, Clay County 40, York 9, domination.
It was domination, and offensively, Clay County amassed a total of 360 yards on 45 plays, including 26 rushes for 172 yards and 4 touchdowns, and a total of 188 passing yards and 2 touchdowns on 11 of 19 attempts, 11 completions. Adams threw for 147, 2 TDs on 11 of 19, while Arms completed a 1 ball for 41 yards. Jimmy Burchett was the leading receiver with 4 catches for 66 yards and a touchdown, while Spivey had 2 catches for 67 yards, Markham 3 for 31, and Kerr 2 for 24, including a touchdown. Markham was the Dogs' top rusher with 106 yards and a touchdown on only 4 carries. Sharp had 16 for 49 and 2 TDs. Lance Burchett had 1 13-yard run. Adams rushed once for 6 yards. Arms carried twice for 1 yard and a touchdown, and Worm Smith, 2 carries, -3. Garrett led the defensive effort with 6 tackles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 1 for loss. Markham, Kerr, and senior Eli Smith, who had a sack, had 5 stops each. Senior Wade Coons and junior Hunter Kyle recorded 4. Sophomore Austin Anderson, who had a sack and a forced fumble, and Jimmy Burchett each had 3 stops. Sharp, McGee, Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, and Hayden Adams all made 2. Adams with an interception. Worm Smith had 1, and you mentioned the Allred INT. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Del Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Tigers for the region title here in Gordsville on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Carquest Free Game Show. It's time for about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for four consecutive seasons and have 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 10-23, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Gordonsville Tigers have made trips to the postseason in the past five consecutive seasons, and they've made 34 playoff appearances overall, dating back to their first advancement in 1979. They have a 45-32 playoff record, with their furthest advancement being the single-A championship game on three different occasions. In 1983, they brought home silver, losing to ECS 7-15. In 1984, they and ECS again met. This time, Gordonsville beat them, brought home the gold 20-14 in 84, and then in 2012, they beat Huntingdon 21-20 for the gold. The Bulldogs and Tigers are old rivals from way back when. They first met in 1951 and have proceeded to play in 71 contests overall, meeting every year since then. Something's wrong from last week. I know what it's supposed to say, though. They've met every year since then except for 1955 and 2013. Those are the 2 years they've not met since that debut in 1951. The largest Bulldog margin of victory came in 1968 when the Bulldogs won 39-0, and the largest Tiger margin of victory, which is 49 points, has happened twice. 1984, they beat us 49-0, and in 2000, 55-6. The longest dog winning streak of the series is seven games, coming from 1964 to 1970, a point when the Black and Gold were 15-3-1 in the series. The Tigers' longest winning streak is nine games, coming from 2009 through 2018. Overall now, the Bulldogs trail in the series with a record of 26 wins to 44 losses and one tie. Thomas, a lot of series stat leaders here. I'm going to let you go ahead and go as far as you want to with them.
All right. Rushing yardage in 2019, Wiggle Ogletree rolled up 192 yards rushing, and then rushing TDs in 1990 and 2008, tied with three. Brian Burchett, the Hall of Famer, did it in 90 in that magical season, and Matt Brown in 2008. And then the longest rushing touchdown, part of that 2019 record where he had 192, Will Ogletree broke one for 97, and I'll never forget that one.
No, it was a dandy. Passing yardage leader, 1999, myself, Daniel Strong, 229 yards passing, had about 150 rushing too, but it wasn't a loss to the Tigers. Passing touchdowns, two times ago that we won here at Turney Ford Field, all the way back in 1996, my freshman year, it was cousin John Weaver, his junior season, throwing three touchdowns in that contest. The receiving yardage leader against Gordonsville, Matt Adams, 110 yards receiving against the Tigers in a home game, a tight loss that we had in 1997.
Receiving touchdowns, you had four tied with two. 1969, your father, Hall of Famer Jerry Strong, 96, Big John Roberts. 1989, Brian Burchett had, he actually did it twice in 89 and 88, had two receiving touchdowns against the Tigers. And the longest one came in 2008, where Nolan Dale found Cody Collins for 72 yards. And I know you'll want to talk about this one, Daniel.
On to the defensive side, tackle leader, 1998 right here at Gordonsville, another tight loss to the Tigers. But not to a lack of effort from senior Jason Ashley back in 1998, recorded 22 stops against the Tigers. I remember that game well. He was all over the field. Sack leaders, four guys tied with three apiece. 1985, the great Johnny Rich. 1978, Jimmy McBride from his defensive end position. 2018, the all-time sack leader, Dalton Gold, with three against the Tigers. And then Matthew Boone, a teammate of yours, Thomas, he was a senior, you was a freshman, 1991, he had three as well. Four great defenders right there. Another great defender, the interception leader in 2008, Nolan Dale, he had two interceptions against the Tigers.
And the longest pick six return was by Mike Barlow, a 90-yarder in 1970. And then B.J. Everton holds the longest kickoff return touchdown. I remember that one, too, a 90-yarder in 2018 against the Tigers.
Lots of cool stats right there, Thomas. That does conclude our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. This season on About a Bulldog History, we've been privileged to discuss nine Salina High School football teams from the past that are celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. If you'd like to hear any of those prior discussions, you can do so by accessing them below our live player and archives links. Tonight, we shift gears and wish to discuss some of the biggest regular season finales and conference title games that have taken place in our football history. There isn't a true district or region championship game in football like there is in basketball. However, much like tonight's game, oftentimes the schedule aligns with two conference foes meeting toward the end of the regular season, and fate treats us all to excellent entertainment when it's time for the top squad to go on the line in the league. Before we begin, let's quickly get a proper understanding for the TWSAA playoff progression. In 1969, a three-class playoff was instituted with only four teams participating in each class. Essentially, districts 1 through 4, 5 through 8, 9 through 12, and 13 through 16 were placed into quadrants, and the best team, based upon record and tiebreakers, represented that quadrant. By 1972, the playoffs expanded to include two teams from each quadrant, making a total of eight participants. Then, in 1977, the field was opened up to 16 teams, meaning that each of the 16 districts across the state sent the champion into the postseason. And soon after that's when our story begins. Thomas, it was the fall of 1979. We've got a headline here from Friday, November the 9th, 1979, that reads, "The only Class A game of consequence finds Gordonsville 9-0. It's Salina 6-3. The winner will be the District 7A champion and host Watertown next week in the opening round of the playoffs." So similar to that, back in 79, it was all or none. Tell us how that big game goes down. Thomas, Gordonsville ranked fourth in the state going into that game.
It must have been a good one because the headline reads, "Gordonsville trims Salina." In Salina, undefeated Gordonsville completed a perfect regular season with a 14-6 win over the Bulldogs here last night. The victory not only gave the Tigers a 10-0 record, but also their first TWSAA state playoff berth with the District 7A championship. Mark Phillips started the night off for Gordonsville, returning the opening kickoff 86 yards for a touchdown, but Salina's Gary Eads scored on a 1-yard first quarter plunge to even the score at 6-6. The Tigers scored their final points with 8:08 remaining in the game when Ricky Haynes tallied from 1 yard out. David Mixon ran over for the two-point conversion, and after Gordonsville scored its winning touchdown, the Tigers never allowed Salina to cross the 50-yard line.
Tight game there, 14-6 final, a single possession loss.
Yeah, and you know, how many years in advance of 83 are we now? About four, so, you know, could have made an earlier playoff appearance the Dogs could have.
Certainly
real close to it.
We see the same thing a year later, Thomas, in 1980. November headline reads, two district championships and a handful of bowl berths will be determined tonight. The last night of the regular high school grid season, Salina goes to Gordonsville in the 7A title game. And we see some similar results. This time, Gordonsville ranked 10th in the state going into this winner-take-all season finale.
Yeah, and Gordonsville took that one 28-8. Down here in Gordonsville, David Mixon scored four touchdowns to lead a powerful Gordonsville to the District 7A championship and a 28-8 victory over Salina. It was an unexpectedly easy win for the Tigers, as both teams went into the game with a perfect 4-0 league record. Gordonsville ended the season 9-1 overall, while the visiting Bulldogs dropped to 7-3. And in that one, the score was Gary Eads' 22-yard run and a Bartlett pass caught from Eads in the second quarter for the two-pointer, I guess.
It was, and that would have been Neil Bartlett, the younger brother of James, that did that. Always knew growing up that Coach Joni Elise had a hatred for the Gordonsville Tigers, and these reasons we're finding out here in all these consecutive years. Fast forward again, 1981, same story. District 7 championship race is simple. Salina 8-1 could clinch the playoff berth with a win over visiting Gordonsville. It had happened in two prior seasons. This time Salina was ranked 10th. Same thing, Thomas. Headline reads, Mixon touchdowns are the key to the Gordonsville win. It was David Mixon who scored on runs of 64 and 6 yards as Gordonsville ripped Salina 30-9 last night in a crucial District 7A clash. The Tigers, 4-1 in district play and 8-2 overall, took the lead for good in the second quarter as Kevin Wheels scored on an 8-yard run. Gordonsville racked up 289 yards rushing for the night. So the third straight year, again, winner-take-all district championship, and the Tigers coming out on top.
Yeah, I'm with you on Coach Eads. As you read through these stories, you can see why it was so important to him to get them back.
Same thing, 1982. Fast forward another year. The curtain will come ringing down on the regular season tonight, it reads, for high school football teams, but with the suspense of a murder mystery. Players, coaches, and fans at no less than 8 schools will not know their team's playoff fate until the final buzzer sounds. Only one district championship race is simple, and it's in District 7A, where the Gordonsville Tigers, 9-0, host the Salina Bulldogs, 8-1. Same records as tonight, opposite teams, though, yeah. Both are unbeaten in the district, and the winner is in the playoffs. Interest here, Thomas. It says a special pregame ceremony is planned as the school will honor veteran coach Tony Ford by naming its field after him. Ford, 66 years old, has 100 wins to 40 losses and a tie at Gordonsville. He's been coaching since 1939, and his teams have posted 262 wins. So I don't know what other schools he coached at, but he did coach here at Gordonsville. Thomas, quickly share that one from 1982. Gordonsville ranked fourth in the state this time.
Yeah, and the unbeaten Gordonsville Tigers have reached the playoffs with a 13-0 win over Salina. So same story, just not as many points this time around in 82.
That's exactly right. And we're going to close this little section off with the bookend of this 5-6 straight games for Gordonsville. 1983, this time. It was headline reads, Hull's kick lifts Salina to an overtime win. Gordonsville's ranked third in the state, Salina sixth in the state. There was a district realignment. Gordonsville's in district 6, Salina in district 5, and this time after a hard-fought contest, it was Jimmy Crane Cole booting it through. Unfortunately, 2 weeks after this big regular season finale win, they re-met in the second round of the playoffs, and the Tigers won that one and went on to get a silver ball that year.
Yeah, well, some consolation by getting the overtime win before that.
We go through all that just to say that tonight's nothing new. Gordonsville, Salina, 10th game of the regular season. Here's the difference, though. Different winner tonight.
That's right. And, Daniel, I just want to say this. What a job you've done digging up these old games and going back and finding all this information and sharing it with our listeners.
Well, there was more of it, but Coach Edwards says it's time to roll the show on. So we hope you've enjoyed our discussion of some of the Dogs' regular season finales and conference title games. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all.
Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal. Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs' road trip to Gordonsville, where Clay County will look to finish off a perfect 10-0 regular season with the program's first region title. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, it's week 10. Appreciate you taking out the time to talk with us on a busy week.
I appreciate you coming in, Tom.
As I said in the newspaper story lead this week, Coach, the wait is over.
It is, and, you know, that's something it seems like every week we've talked about it, you know, especially since after the Joe Burns, win, and we knew this was going to be the region championship, and I've been trying to downplay it and put it off, but, I mean, it's here. This is what we want. This is what we've worked for. This is the exact position we want to be in.
And we discussed it. This is probably one of the biggest games in program history, Coach, playing for the first region crown, playing to become just a second team to go 10-0. It doesn't get much bigger than this.
It doesn't. And, you know, that's something that's been a challenge, you know, this week is, you know, you want to sell the importance of the game to the kids, but at the same time, you don't want them to get lost in the moment, become overwhelmed. They know the implications that are on the line. We've got to take that same approach that we've been through this entire year.
And you touched on it. What this team has done to get to this point has been utterly amazing, Coach. And they took another step up on the mountain last week at York.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we looked at that on film with, that York squad. I know their record doesn't really indicate it. But, you know, a lot of those games are a few plays away from, pulling off some wins. They're athletic as all get out. And, you know, from the opening kickoff, you felt that mentality, you felt the intensity. Joseph Markham set the tone on the opening kickoff, just planted the kid. And, you know, it was domination for the most part from then on out.
Yeah, probably their worst defeat. We've seen them play one or two scores with a lot of good teams. 40-0 shutout, Coach, and you guys did dominate. And we always talk about it, but your dog defense held them below 100 yards again. That was huge in that one, and honestly, it has been all year long.
Well, and, you know, that's something for the last several years, you know, me having a defensive background and being able to bring Coach D back this year, it almost feels like we have two defensive coordinators, you know, and that's always kind of been our identity. You know, that's something we really tried to stress is, I mean, if they can't score, they can't win, you know. Let the offense be what it may, but, you know, Coach Harris has done a fantastic job with that offensive unit. You know, scoring 40 against a team that in areas I thought were just as fast as we were, you know, truthfully. And, you know, hats off to a lot of guys working in different capacities to be able to do that.
Yeah, that was my next question. You know, and besides the defense, the offense wasn't too shabby either, Coach. A lot of guys in on the action. That's what we've seen all year long, too. It's not just one guy, but a lot of big plays, consistency, just great performance on that side of the ball, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Carson had some good runs. Joseph Markham with the 84-yard breakaway. Wish he'd got in. They got him at the one. And it's good to see Joseph make those big plays. You know, the guy's a warrior. We put him everywhere. You know, he's an X factor. And the one thing they kind of tease him about is, you know, his foot speed. And it's not that he's that slow. It's the rest of them are that fast. And I think that proved that the other night. And, you know, Keaton came in off the bench, had a beautiful sideline pass to Spivey. Nate, another night, effective, became a little bit of a factor in the run game there, had a nice little tough run. I mean, I can go on and on. Jimmy and Alec.
Jimmy Burchett, big catches. Yeah.
Jimmy has really evolved this year. And you saw that at an early age. You knew he was going to be special. Whatever it is, be it maturity, growing up, whatever, he has really became dynamic this year.
Mm-hmm.
Offense, defense, everywhere. And you know, to his benefit, this year everybody's been selling out to take care of Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
But number three's been making him pay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's made everybody better.
Yeah, and, you know, Alec got a touchdown. He gets his eventually, but he does draw all the attention, for sure, the All-Stater does. And, you know, to me, like you said, that makes the other guys better. You know, when you see what Alec Kerr can do, hey, Jimmy Burchett wants to do it too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I had that conversation with Alec earlier in the year before the Cornersville game because, you know, people are selling out. I mean, literally. I mean, they're putting 11 bodies running number 44, and that's when you started to see the emergence of, you know, mm-hmm. Jimmy Burchett, and now it's, you know, flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
You know, which one are you going to take away? That they're both, as, in my opinion, as effective as another.
Yeah. York's another night where everybody contributed. You know, you said it. That's what makes this team special, isn't it, Coach? It's not just one guy.
It is. And, you know, we try to get the ball in as many different hands as we can. You know, try not to be one-dimensional. And, you know, this year, you know, with the addition of Spivey and, you know, the maturity of Jimmy Burchett and, you know, a couple other guys playing that other role, you know, Joseph just being diverse, we've been able to be more two-dimensional. You know, we've always been more of a run first. And, you know, Nate Adams has really grown and matured. I mean, you know, you're talking about a freshman who was not a starter at the beginning of the season. Has, what, 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I mean, those are unbelievable numbers for a senior. You know, it's just the effectiveness with the football, yet but still making plays. I mean, it's a good thing to have.
Yeah, you can't discount what they've done up front, too, that offensive line. We probably don't have time to go through every player here. But, Coach, we're going to need them and everybody else. Just like we did tonight against probably the best team we've seen so far, and we played some good ones.
No doubt. I mean, they to me, they are the best team that we have played to date right now, you know, this year. But it's a unique Gordonsville. You know, it's not your atypical, you know, they're going to try to bully you and lean on you and control the clock and try to gas you and run at your face. I mean, they're doing, I mean, they're running empty. They're running four receivers at all five receivers sometimes, you know. It's, they're trying to put defenses behind and play fast. So it's going to be, it's been a challenge trying to adjust to all those things they're doing.
Well, it's not something you've seen. And, it's not. You know, Gordonsville's only lost, of course, is to Trousdale County, ranked in the top in 2A. They've got it rolling just like us, Coach, and are ready to get it on with now the AP number two ranked Clay County Bulldogs.
There it is. well, you know, and this is just an unpopular opinion by me. Polls don't mean anything. Polls don't affect the outcome of games. Polls do not win or lose. In my opinion, and I'm not selling my guys short by any stretch of the imagination. No, I mean, I told them, look, guys, you know, we're the underdog. They're the region champ until proven otherwise. And that's the way we approach it. You know, don't be satisfied. I'm not, you know, the regular season ranking is not what matters. You know, it's all about where you finish. But, you know, sometimes it is nice to kind of smell the roses, you know, enjoy it every now and then. But
well, it's a respect thing.
It is a respect thing, and, you know, that's something we finally got.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, take us through it. I know it's in this bunch of dogs to get it done night in and night out, but what's important tonight? What do they have to do to win the big one?
Limit the big plays and make them drive, you know. Because they have relied so much on the deep ball, the big play, you know, everything else. And they're so good, you know, we practice scramble drills and everything else. They're so good when things break down, those receivers just sitting down in the hole and breaking things off. And, you know, we've been working the heck out of that. And also, I mean, just get physical with them offensively. Run it down their throat, you know. And I feel like that's something we have the ability to do. You know, with, you know, and Carson runs well, but, you know, hey, Markham is a bruiser. You know, we've got arms back as well who can take it in between the tackles. And, you know, that's going to be the key is make them drive and honestly just try to limit their possessions. It's almost like the flip verse, you know, of what I've told you all year.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, it sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. I know you are. Bulldog Nation is. I can't wait to see that crowd tonight at Turney Ford Field.
I can't either, buddy.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, take it away.
All right, guys, let's... Well, it won't be the last one, but it's the last regular season version of How They Fared tonight. So, Jackson County improved to 4-5 last night. They had a Thursday night game against Stratford. Won by a score of 6-2.
Oddity.
Indeed.
Yeah, we, Daniel and I think may have picked that one to go the other direction. Of course, Coach Edwards picked the Devils. He tried to force me into picking them for a third time this year, but I wasn't having anything of it, and it cost me.
Well, I think you guys picked the right. You picked the right pick. You made the right one. I just got lucky, and I like the Blue Devil emoji on my phone, and that's what I went with. Clinton County, Kentucky, fell to 1-8 after losing 63-24 to Butler County. Tonight, they host the Paris Greyhounds.
That's a pretty good mascot.
It's a different one, that's for sure. Cornersville improved to 8-2 after a 1-0 COVID win over Zion Christian. Their next action will be in the playoffs. That game was supposed to take place tonight, the Zion Christian. So. Joe Burns, they were idle last week, stayed at 3-5. Tonight they take on the War Eagles of Sycamore. Westmoreland fell to 2-7 after a 28-35 battle against White House. I think, if I remember right, they were up 14-0 halftime maybe and come out. And
Westmoreland lost a game by less than single digit.
I think they had
seven single digit. They could easily be 7-2 instead of 2-7.
Everything has been close with them tonight. They are at Harpeth to take on the Indians. Red Bull and Springs lost to Gordonsville last week, 50-15, fell to 2-6. Tonight they are at Sunbright. Scott High lost the Battle of the Highlanders to Gatlinburg Pittman by a score of 56-18. Tonight, they're at another unusual mascot, the Mavericks of Anderson County.
I wondered about that Battle of the Highlanders.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they bill it that way, but that's how I've been billing it here on How They Fared.
No, Mike.
Grundy County High School.
We're going to go to break here for a moment of silence in the national anthem. We will return momentarily.
Be right back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live after the anthem. Back to you, Coach.
Grundy County out of last week remained at 1-6. Tonight they take on the Community Vikings. York Institute fell to 3-6 after that 40-0 shutout by the Clay County. They are at Rockwood tonight. And Gordonsville proved to 8-1 after a 50-15 whipping to Red Bull and Springs. Clay County's opponents on the season, 32-53 overall. Now let's do a few pick'ems, guys. I know, like you said, we picked the Stratford-Jackson last night. So we've got some good ones here, I think. They're all for region championships. Smith County, 5-4 at East Nashville, also 5-4 for the Region 5, 3A crown. Again, I'm going with the odds on not favorite, Smith County.
Well, I went with my gut last night and lost my gut on Stratford. The hoot and owls, baby. Rolling.
I think they have been playing very well, but, you know, that's a pretty tough trip down there to that type neighborhood, and I think East Nashville, I'm going against you guys.
I wanted to pick them, but
You may pick one up there.
They've scored a lot of points this year.
Smith County's playing good right now. Tigers of Watertown, 6-3 at Trousdale County, 8-0 for the Region 4 2A championship.
No way do the Purple Tigers go to the Creek Bay and pull off the upset. Jackets all the way.
I'm with Daniel on that one. I agree. I saw somewhere where Watertown was picked to win this one handily. I'm not sure who that would have been.
Well, it wasn't any of us because I'm going with the Jackets as well. Here's one, guys, that we don't know anything about either team, really, but I think it's going to be one of the best games in the state tonight.
Agreed.
Meigs County 8-0 at Marion County 8-0. That Region 3 2A title on the line.
I'll go Jasper. I'm taking Marion County in the upset. I think that is a bit of an upset. I believe they're probably the underdog.
Yeah, I think Jasper is the underdog in this one just because of the history of Meigs. You know, they've kind of dominated down in that area for the last few years, and I think they do it again tonight. They travel down to Jasper and take care of them. And another reason is there's no way I can pick Jasper because of my good friend, Terry Everett, who's an old pirate.
He may cost you one.
He may.
Well, I consider Terry a friend as well. He's not as, you know, I don't know him as well as you do, Thomas, but I just think the run game and the physical style of Marion, is going to get the better of Megs tonight.
That's true.
I'm going to go with them, especially with the weather conditions the way they are. Folks, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance.
We'll go ahead and roll into the Westmore Management Keys to the game here on the CarQuest pregame show. Make sure we get this stuff in. The coach said about 6.5 minutes left. Sometimes that goes away on us, though, unexpectedly, so we're going to take advantage of it while it's here. Going to kick over to Thomas here, take him through these keys, find out how Clay County can win their first ever outright region championship, go to 10-0 for the first time since 1990. Thomas, let's get rolling on offense first. How are we going
to
do it?
Well, I think offensively we've got to string drives together, Daniel, and that starts with the run game. Coach just mentioned the conditions. We know we've got that big playability. We're going to need some of that too. But to limit Gordonsville's possession some, we need to own the football. And we've got guys that can do that. You know, look for Carson Sharp, Joseph Markham, and even Keaton Arms to pound the head some tonight. And when they do, that's going to open up a shot to Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Jeff Spivey, and company. You can still throw the football in these conditions, I think. But, you know, I'm not saying flip the script totally at all, but a little more mix of that power ground game could help, especially tonight.
I agree. What about that nasty dog defense? What do they need to do to keep it rolling?
Well, this is the most dynamic attack we face this entire season with this Gordonsville Tigers, and that starts with their quarterback. So I think pressure will be key on that side of the ball. Like any quarterback, he doesn't do well under pressure, but they do a lot of things to keep him out of those situations, Daniel, with quick throws, empty sets, and to limit your opportunities to bring the blitz. So to me, our D up front has to win. Those three in the trenches have to win on their own and be disruptive. And I think that's something they haven't seen, this spread offense, but Wade Coons has been waiting on this his entire career. He's going to have his unit ready, Daniel. And you know, Wade Coons just means it all for this team.
I seen him this morning at school. Said, Wade, how long you been waiting on this one? He said, a long time.
Yeah.
What about that overall key?
Well, in my mind, the biggest overall key is for the Dogs to be who they are. Daniel, they're 9-0, and they need not get caught up trying to change the game completely to try to beat Gordonsville tonight. Clay County is one of the best football teams we've had in decades. Position for position, we've got the advantage. And if the Dogs just go out, play their game, play solid, mistake-free, we win this one and snatch the region title from the Tigers' jaws for the first time ever. It's our time tonight, and we're fixing to witness history.
Sounds great. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Smith County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently in Gordonsville, 53 degrees. It's going to maintain that throughout this contest. Might vary by 1 degree. 93% humidity in these moist conditions tonight. About a quarter of an inch of rain is falling today in Gordonsville, Tennessee. Thomas right here kick off a 93% chance of rain, and it is raining. Currently, it drops to 58% by halftime, and then into the game, 43%. There is a 1 mile per hour wind. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Edwards, going to go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word, where he asks you for your thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Sean Strong Insurance. Coach, you've been in this situation a lot during your 22 years. What needs to happen here in this game for Clay County to get it done?
Well, Daniel, I think we've got to get off to a good start early. You know, we just deferred to the second half. Defense is going to be on the field first. Go out and get a good solid stop right here, a three and out, or you might give up a first down. Get the ball, do something with it on offense. It's going to take a quarter, I think, or maybe a half, for these two teams to feel one another out. Gordonsville's completely different than they were last year. We're not that much different. I think we're a little more dynamic, a little more explosive. And finally, I don't know if we have a mental block against Gordonsville or what it is, but we got to get over that tonight. And that goes again to a good early start.
Right.
That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Going to go ahead and bring you the State Farm starting defensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Clay County allowing 7.4 points per game this year. Gordonsville scoring 24.8 offensively. Nose guard, junior Levi Garrett. Defensive tackles, a sophomore Austin Anderson and junior Hunter Kyle. Inside backers, senior Wade Coombs, junior Keaton Arms, junior Joseph Markham. Outside backers, senior Eli Smith, junior Jimmy Burchett. Cornerbacks, freshman Nate Adams, senior Carson Sharp, and the safety, a junior Alec Kerr. State Farm starting defensive lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Region 4A title time here at Turney Ford Field. Clay County, the visiting team, they are dressed in their black helmets, white jerseys, black pants, have gold numerals on those jerseys, no outline on them. We've got Gordonsville, the home team, they sit to our right. White helmets, that traditional Gordonsville G on the side of them. Blue home jerseys and white pants. Levi Garrett going to kick off left or right to get it started. And this one is underway. High deep kick fielded by Tiger around the 20-yard line. Here comes the Tiger return man. It's Baker. He gets up to around the 36, and he's brought down by Jimmy Burchett. Burchett gets his first stop of the contest. So Gordonsville going to take over at the 11:52 mark of this first quarter. They'll drive from right to left, as we said here from the top of the visiting bleachers, surrounded by black and gold faithful who've made this trip. Tigers going to take over from their own 36 with a 64-yard field in front of them.
Yeah, and folks, I hope you can hear this visiting crowd from Salina here tonight, because I tell you what, I think they outnumber Big Blue right now.
No doubt. Junior quarterback Matthew Albritton in the gun, back at his left hip, tailback behind him, that's Baker, handoff to 32, the fullback, he's through the heart of the defense, has four or five, still on his feet, big play, the first carry for the Tigers, they pick up around 9 yards before we see Burchett come up and make the stop again. Jimmy Burchett dropping Kanan Musgrove, the sophomore running back. He was green at the start of the season, Thomas. He's played a lot of football now. A good back, second and three for the Tigers. They're going to snap from their own 44 on this second play.
You can see conditions playing a role already. Keaton Arms going to the ground. Guys are losing their footing already tonight.
Albritton with it, gives to Musgrove again. Less yardage this time. Picks up enough for the first, though.
There's
primary stop where Wade Coons. The first of many tonight for Wade, no doubt. Keaton Arms helping out. Tigers move the sticks, first and 10 now, as they prepare to snap on the third play of the drive. Two plays, two runs so far, and it is 1 yard from midfield at the Gordonsville 49. 10:55 and ticking, first quarter 0-0. Albritton going to be in the gun, going to play it with Musgroves as the fullback at his right hip. Baker, the tailback behind him. This is a new set for the Tigers.
Yes.
I've not seen them in it. Play action pass, Baker with it in the flats. Almost lost his foot. Yeah. Down. Tackle for Los Wade.
Keaton Arms.
Keaton Arms recording his first stop since all the way back in week two.
Yeah, and I asked Coach Johnson coming into this one, hey, who's got the back out of the backfield? He said, I'm putting Keaton Arms on him. He's got the size, he's got the agility, and he got the speed to get to the outside and took Baker to the ground. You see him, Baker, their number one wideout at tailback on that set, Daniel.
Second and 12 after the tackle for Los Wade. Gordonsville with it now at their own 47. Albritton in the gun, Musgrove behind him, three wide to the left, tight end right, play action, quarterback keeper Albritton, he's dangerous, here he comes, has a nice gain, advances up in the Clay County territory of the 45, he is short of the first down. Who
Wade,
was the man there?
That's Wade Coons again, his second stop of the night. Pretty good game right there for Albritton, but it's going to bring up third and about five, Daniel.
Third and five from the Clay County 45, big play here. A tackle for a loss could put Gordonsville in a punt situation. Basically four down territory here, though, if they get anything on this third down.
Yeah, I think so. You pick up a couple here, they're going to go. Try to set the tone early in this one. Single back set this time, Daniel.
Motion out of Baker from right to left. Quarterback keeper Albritton gets past the line of scrimmage. He stops short of the sticks. Gordonsville going to go for it here, though, no doubt. Albritton picks up a couple as he's brought down by Jimmy Burchett and Keaton Arms also over there. Fourth and two, ball going to be spotted at the Clay County 43-yard line. Thomas, it's a pretty long two. We're going to have that defensive front watch here. Now, they've got the punt team on the field, does head coach Scott Clements. If I'm him, I'm going hard count trying to get an easy first down.
Yeah, I think, as you see, We've got Alan Kerr dropping back deep here, Daniel, and I think they're going to punt.
They are going to punt away, try to pin Clay County deep. That's what they did in the regular season last year. Fair catch made. Clay County going to take over from their own 12-yard line. So Clements on this sloppy ground going to put Clay County deep in their own territory to start over for their first offensive possession. 8:35 mark, first quarter. 0-0 the score. Dogs with it.
See Big John Hamilton running on, Daniel. Good to have him back.
Absolutely.
In the lineup.
88-yard field in front of the Dogs. They travel from left to right from their vantage point. They snap from their own 12. Freshman quarterback Nate Adams in the gun, running back either hip. Adams with it, hands off to a tailback. It's sharp. He's around left side. Gets the line of scrimmage down north and south. Is taken down around the 20. Should be a pickup of 8. The side judge is spotting him on the 20, so a nice gain, setting up second and 2 here. Good opening play for the Dogs as they hand it to their senior tailback.
Yeah, it was. As Eli Smith in at the sniffer fullback, Daniel. A little different look from Clay County here on that first and this one.
Smith at the right hip of arms, or not arms, but Adams. Hands off to Sharp. Smith leading the way behind John Hamilton at right tackle. They move the sticks. Carson advances from the 20 up to the 25. Pick up a 5 for him in first and 10, Clay County. 8 minutes and the clock is stopped while they set the chains. Dogs play quickly. Adams in the gun. Got a wide out left. 2 tight ends set. Sharp left side. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Picked up a couple before being brought down by a host of blue defensive linemen. Coach Edwards, what do you think so far?
Hey, I like the defensive stop. Like the way we're moving the ball early right here. Three straight runs on this sloppy field.
Yeah, and it's north and south, guys. It's not the jet action. It's not trying to get the corner. It's off-tackle stuff, and the guys are doing a good job up front.
Second and 8 from the 27. Adams with it. High snap. Pulls it down. Hands up to Sharp. He's hit this time for, we're going to call it a pickup of 2 more. Advancing up to the 29, where it should be 3rd and 6. First potential passing situation here for Nate Adams. Adams has played great this year coming in for the injured Keaton Arms. Arms back healthy, but Adams still getting the start here. Thomas, he's through about 16 touchdown passes through for right at 1,400 yards. What a season he's had. And here we go. Smith at the left hip. Sharp at the right hip. I think that is Kerr split wide left. Here's the snap. Option play comes to the right. Quarterback keeper reverses field.
Yes,
Nate might have some room. He does not get enough for the sticks. Had to fight to get back to the line of scrimmage. First time we've seen that play since perhaps the Cornersville ball game. And Clay County picks up 1, making it 4th and 5. You can see that they didn't want to go to the air there, but were safe enough to run the option play. However, Adams did not pitch, so Clay County lives to fight another day. After picking up a first down, they're going to punt away on 4th and 5 from their own 30.
Yeah, field position contest so far. Coach Clemens with the punt. Coach Johnson with the punt here. Adams did a great job on that one. He didn't pitch the ball, knew better of it, cut it back, tried to make something out of nothing, and did a pretty good job getting down.
Marcus moves it away. What a beauty it is. It's going to hit around the 30, and it's going to roll down inside the 20, where it's going to be down to the Gordonsville 16. What a punt by junior Joseph Markham. He amazes us every week. Thomas, that may be the best of his career.
Yeah, it had to be. What was it, Daniel? I mean, you're looking at a 44-yarder punt or something like that. You know, almost 50 yards from the 30 to the 16. So, just a great kick.
Two good teams thus far neutralizing each other. Identical opening drives, each of the 6-play variety, and punted away on that sixth play after picking up a first. Ball is sitting
50,
at the 16 here, where all Brenton's going to be in the gun. Musgrove with a stand-up tailback behind him. 0-0 the score. First quarter, 84-yard field in front of Gordonsville. They want to go to the air. Pressure there. Going to be sacked. Auburn taken down. And who was it? Anderson?
I think it was Coons over the top. I didn't see who got up underneath.
Markham. Coach Edwards says credit. Markham with the sack. A huge loss. That ball spotted all the way back, Thomas, on what appears to be the 10-yard line. So a loss of 6, making it 2nd and 16. Putting Gordonsville in a situation here where they may go to the air again.
And you see them spreading it out here, Daniel, having receivers and backs going everywhere. It ended up being an empty set. That's the pressure I'm talking about we need from this Bulldog defense.
All written in the gun. Quarterback keeper, he's through the heart of the defense. Picks up a couple before Eli Smith drags him down. Smith recording his 34th tackle of his senior season. What a great addition he's been. All written advances back up to the Gordonsville 15. Back to that original line, essentially, where it's third and about 11. Great yeah. place to be for the Dog defense. You've got to expect some type of pass here, though, Thomas. I don't care if it's draining or not.
Yeah, and Daniel, you talked about Smith and playing a different position tonight with Keaton Arms back in the lineup, playing that outside Dog linebacker that Clay County likes to call it, and he's doing a good job so far tonight, as is this entire Bulldog defense.
Tigers with a tight end and a wide out to either side. All bringing in the gun. We're going to have a timeout taken here by Gordonsville. 4:43 mark, first quarter in the rain at Turney Ford Field, 0-0. Gordonsville with it, 3rd and 11 when we come back.
Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's
back here for 3rd and 11, Albritton in the gun, Musgrove behind him, two wide outs to either side, passing situation, Gordonsville from their own 15, Albritton with it, under pressure, is he brought down, no, he steps up, releases incomplete, nearly intercepted by Burkett. Gordonsville, three and out, baby, gonna have to punt it away. And with these sloppy conditions, Thomas, there's no guarantee to getting a clean long snap. This is a dangerous spot. Albritton, the punter, now we've got to watch that. He could fake from back there. I don't think they'd do it in this situation. But any time the quarterback's the punter, it opens up a whole other threat back there. Albritton puts the foot to it. Kerr back to receive. He's not going to have a chance. It goes out of bounds. Dog's going to have great field position, though. They're going to say this thing goes out around the Clay County 49. So, Dogs take over for their second possession of this first quarter. 0-0 the score. 4:26 on this opening quarter clock. And the Dogs are going to have it, I think, at their own 49. We'll have to check his spot. They're going to put it at the left hash right on the 50. 50-yard field for the Dogs, automatically in four-down territory, probably.
Yeah, we saw five straight runs from Clay County. They picked up one first down on Sharp straight ahead earlier. Let's see if they stick with the same formula.
Same set, two tight, play action pass. Adams rolls to left, going to throw deep, targeting Kerr just out of his reach, out of bounds. Had two guys in the route, Kerr on the deep corner, also Hunter Kyle from his tight end position on a go route. Now we change sets. Markham, Spivey, and Burchett coming on. We're going to see some of the tight ends come off. John Hamilton comes out. Eli Smith comes out. Hunter Kyle comes out. Clay County going back to their quote-unquote normal offense, it looks like, at this point after the incomplete pass.
Yeah, you're seeing that shotgun three wide to this side, Daniel. Look for the flood route, maybe.
Spivey by himself to the left. Markham, Burchett, Kerr to the right. Pass. Adams releases. Caught. It's Markham with it. Not enough for the first. He does advance into Tiger territory at the 45. Pick up a five, making it 3rd and 5. 4 minutes and ticking here. Dogs trying to convert here. They've got it 3rd. What we're going to call 5. It looks like 3rd and 6 from looking at the down marker, but it started on the 50. Now it's at the 45, so that's exactly what we've got. 3rd and 5. 3 wide left. Jimmy Burchett, no, it's Markham by himself to the right. Sharp at the left tip of Adams. Nate with it. Option play left side. Bubble screen. Kerr. Kerr dangerous in open field. He's on his feet. Driven out of bounds. Has enough for the first. A host of Dogs came over and helped block and push from behind. Alec Kerr picking up the first down. They're going to say that Clay County advanced up to the Tiger 35-yard line. So the Dogs convert
On third and five, give them a fresh set of downs. Mark them by himself to the right, three wide left. Dogs playing quick here, Thomas.
Yeah, they are, Daniel. Trying to get a dry ball in there. Don't even have time for that.
Adams in the gun, sharp at his left hip. 35-yard line. Hand off to Carson. Carson up into the heart of the Tiger D. Picks up a couple. Advances up to the 31. Thomas, go back a play and say that and start at the 34 instead of the 35. Can you do that? Now it's at the 31. So we'll pick up a three, what we'll call it. Second along seven.
I like
hard
that.
To see from this vantage point. We've got the igloo over the top of us. I can't stand like I like to and get that higher elevation view. Adams in the gun. Second long seven. Sharp at his left hip, a wide out to either side. Hand off to Carson. He's around the right side. Markham has edge mark for him. Turns the corner. Gets out of bounds. They're going to say he goes out at the Tiger 26. We're going to check that slot, Thomas. They march it in from the out of bounds line to the right hash. Set it at the 27. Third and about four. Dogs here preparing to snap on the sixth play of their second drive of the contest. 2:24, and the time is stopped. Timeout going to be taken by Clay. So scoreless ball game, 0-0, first quarter. Clay County threatening here. 2:24 left in the first.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to...
Keaton Arms in at quarterback, third and three. Ball being snapped from the 27. Quarterback keeper, the big man off left side. He has it up for the first down and more. Refusing to go down. Going to take about five Tigers to do it. And just like last week at York Institute, the big 200-plus pound junior quarterback comes on and in his wake lays a fallen Tiger on the field. The sticks are going to move, and we're going to go to injury timeout here on the Horizon Sports
Over
Network. 100 first and 10 when we come back.
Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, that Tiger being helped off the field. First and 10, Clay County. Keaton Arms going to stay on at quarterback. Going to continue this downhill run game, perhaps, right inside the red zone. First and 10 at the 19. Marking behind the Arms, Eli Smith, the fullback. A wide out to the left, high snap. Arms going to pick it up on the bounce, and he loses his foot and going to go down. Arms frustrated with that play. Loss of yardage here for the Dogs. They're going to back that thing up, Thomas, to what appears to be, I think, the 26. We're going to have to verify that. They've yet to set the ball down. Let's call it the 26. Yeah, a loss of 7, the PA announcer said. So second and 17 from the 27. Still in good shape here. Three downs to pick up these 17 yards.
Yeah, Clay County really needs to cash in right here, getting it deep inside the red zone, Daniel. And you see the conditions playing a role again right there. Not a bad snap. Just kind of went through his hands in these conditions.
Clay County uses its second timeout, was about to get a delay of game. We're going to go ahead and play another break here. Minute 10 left in this first quarter. 0-0 the score. Clay County with it. Second and 17.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, Dogs coming out of this timeout. Thomas, a negative play on first down. When things were looking good, sets it at second 17 from the Tiger 27.
Yeah, you know, Clay County still within striking distance here. Looks like we're coming out in the spread this time. So could see him go to the air. Spivey singled to the top.
Adams back in at quarterback, rolls to the right, dumps off to Burchett. Jimmy falls to the turf. Could not keep his feet. Some frivolous activities that the Black and Gold faithful didn't like. It was Baker over here mixing it up with Markham. Joseph Markham not at all bothered by that, though. He'll go toe-to-toe with anybody. We're going to chalk it up for a loss of yardage here on the quick screen, Thomas. A loss of 3, backing it up to the 30. So now it's 3rd and 20 for Clay County. They have 3 wide left. Spivey by himself to, or 3 wide right. Spivey by himself to the left. Adams with it. Drops back. Has time. Release is going to be incomplete. Was targeting Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy not looking for the ball. A little bit of miscommunication there between the cousins. They have had such great chemistry for good reason. They've played together their whole lives. But on that play, just didn't hook up, Thomas. 4th and 20.
Yeah, Burchett not getting his head around in time on that one as Adams kind of had to release it a little early. The ball was there, fortunate. It wasn't picked off, really, by that safety.
10th play of the dog drive coming. We've got 4 guys in a muddle huddle to the right, 4 in a muddle huddle left. Gordon's going to take a timeout. They have not seen this year. They're going to want to line up to it. So let me describe that. We had junior center Stone Lynn along with Keaton Arms and Joseph Markham at the football. 4 dogs all the way over in front of the Tigers at their sideline. 4 other dogs all the way over in front of Coach Johnson on our sideline over here, Thomas. Not sure what was going to transpire there, but essentially, if they match up man for man, you've got a 3-on-3 there with some good athletes.
Yeah, I think that's what you're looking at. You're looking at either in short yardage, you're probably looking at a Keaton Arms run, or maybe a 1-on-1 with Joseph Markham in there coming out of the backfield for a pass. So, you know, that's one way to win a matchup.
2 great teams here, Thomas.
But you're going to leave a linebacker probably in there on Markham.
Clay County ranked number 2 in the AP poll. Gordon's for what, 7th? Maybe higher?
7th.
You know, 2 top 10 teams doing battle. They've been doing this around here for a long time. You got to go back. We talked about it in the late 70s, early 80s. This was a yearly deal. And here we come out of this timeout. 4th and 20. Different set for Clay County. Going to play with an empty set, a trio of receivers left, now right. Now they shift into a 2-back set. Adams in the gun, hands off to Courage, a reverse play set up. Burchett with it, releases downfield, up in the air for Spivey, incomplete. These wet conditions, Jimmy just did not get a great pass on it, not a good release. Going to be incomplete here. So the Tigers take over after the Dogs put together a 10-play drive. Thomas, they chew up 4 minutes of game clock as they do it, so not all's lost there. But time of possession going to help in the game, no doubt. But Tigers take back over for their 3rd offensive possession of the contest. 24 seconds left in this first quarter. Still scoreless, 0-0. And Gordonsville takes over from their own 30 with a 70-yard field in front of them. All written in the gun. Baker now the fullback. Musgrove the tailback. 2 wide right, 1 left. Here's the snap. Quick pass out to the right. Little bubble screen, incomplete. Both of these teams, good passing teams, but you can tell that it's wet tonight and it's affecting it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Daniel. On every single play, if it's not the snap, it's the toss. If it's not the toss, it's the catch. You know, if you do catch it, it's the footing. So it's affecting it from point A to point B so far tonight. And like you said, coming down here, it's because there's been no drying whatsoever all week long. Really, it's the effects of earlier in the week, the rain we had.
Tigers with it, 2nd and 10, Albritton in the gun, brings a wide out motion, hands off to Musgrove, no quarterback keeper, he faked everybody out, it's going to be Albritton potentially going to the end zone, it's a foot race, Carson Sharp trying to catch him, and he's not going to do it, it is going to be, however, Jimmy Burchett.
He's in, Daniel.
They're going to give it to him? I think he's out at the one.
Yeah, I think he went out at the one, guys.
Caught him short. Coach, who was is Nate Adams? Was that correct?
I think it was Adams. Yeah, Sharp was in pursuit too, but he couldn't get to him, and Adams got him at the last moment.
Adams running him down. Thomas, a great play fake by junior quarterback Albred, and I could have sworn he gave it to Musgrove. The dog defense fooled his wheel. Everybody flew over to Musgrove. Albred none touched right up the gut.
Yeah, there's nobody around, and that's another factor of a wet field, Daniel. You can't react to get back to him once you realize that you've been faked out. And Albred with the speed. Let's see if we can hold them here, though.
Tigers first and goal from the Clay County 2. Albright hands off inside the Musgrove. Stopped short of the line. Not going to get in that time, baby. And that's the end of the first quarter. 0-0. However, as we return for the start of the second, it's going to be Gordonsville's second goal from the Clay County 2. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here tonight for the start of this second quarter in the Region 4A title game. Gordonsville with it threatening from the Clay County 1 yard line. They have flipped into the field, so the Tigers now trying to drive from left to right during this second quarter. They're trying to score into the dog end zone off to our right here from high top the visiting bleachers at Turney Ford Field. Tigers leave the sideline, come onto the field. Junior quarterback Albright is the one that got them down here with a big 60-yard run on a nice quarterback keeper on a play-action play. Albright in the gun. Musgrove behind him, handing off to Musgrove. Going to be hit and drop. He's short of the sticks again. No, they say he got in. We certainly didn't have a good view of it, Thomas, but it looked like his forward progress was stopped. Gordonsville gets on the board first, 11:53 mark, second quarter, 6-0 Tigers.
Yeah, it looked like we hit him there about the one, but he rolled over the offensive lineman and into the end zone.
A four-play scoring drive for the Tigers. That chews up about 30 seconds. Very explosive for them. A 70-yard scoring drive for them. Snap, set, kicks away for the extra point. It is good. It's Gordonsville 7, Clay County 9. 11:53 mark, second quarter.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 11:53 mark, second quarter. Thomas, Tigers drawing first blood.
Yeah, they did it, and they did it on a big play, the 68-yard run by quarterback Matthew Albright. And Daniel, that's what we've seen so far tonight. If you're going to score, you're going to have to get a big play, and you're going to have to do it on the ground, I think, you know. It's a great play call by the Tigers and a great execution by a great quarterback, really, of the Tigers and Albright.
Tigers to kick off left to right. We've got Burchett and Kerr deep to receive for Clay County. They stand at their own 15-yard line. Burchett at the left hash, Kerr at the right. They kick to Burchett. Jimmy comes up, fields it to the 24 and loses his feet. We've got a great-looking field in front of us here at Turney Ford Field, but let me tell you this. I went out onto John Teeples Field earlier today getting the stuff set out for the Clay County Youth League season closer tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it is soaked. John Tibble's field just soaking wet, and I'm assuming Turney Ford clearly the same, because these dog skill players having a lot of trouble keeping their footing. Clay County takes over third possession of this first half. They do so from their own 26, a 74-yard field in front of them. Adams in the gun, hands off to Sharp. Carson off left side, picks up a few, going to be brought down. Advances up to around the 28, and a couple of Tigers in an awkward position down. And finally, they come up. One of those Tigers hurt. Credit that to the bad footing here. Once again, we're going to go to injury timeout. When we come back, it's going to be second and seven after Sharp picks up three. 11:33 mark, second quarter. Gordonsville 7, Clay County 9.
It is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live, the injured Tiger being helped off the field, doing so slowly, going across. I didn't get a number. I've not done a good job calling off some of the Tiger defenders. Coach Edwards says it's number two, Mitchell Chapman, a junior linebacker. Clay County with it. Second, what we'll call seven here. Ball placed at the Clay County 29-yard line after Sharp picked up three on first down. Second play of this third dog drive coming. Need a response here. Gordon's leading 7-9. Junior quarterback Keaton Arms in. Setting at his left hip is Smith. Joseph Arkham, the big junior back behind him. Hand off to Arkham. Here Joseph comes. Up to the 30. Runs over one man. Falls forward. Picks up another yard. Advances up to what we'll call essentially, Thomas, the 35. I'm going to watch the spot, though. They may put it a little short. 34. Mark and Joseph on the 34. Third and a long one. Pick up a five for Joseph Markham. This is Joseph's kind of night. Sloppy field. Just north and south running. Let's see if the big bruiser back can get it done here. Keaton Arms. Standalone quarterback. Two fullbacks in front of him. Looking for a 1 yard for the first down. He's got that. Up to the 36. Arms given what the doctor ordered. I think it's close. Might have to have a measurement here. Going to give him a poor spot. We're going to call it the 36, Thomas. It started on the 27 originally on this drive. So it is one short. Going to be one short. Fourth and one. Clay County got to go from their own 34. Keaton Arms in. And he drops the football. Going to be hit in the backfield and dropped. Arms just couldn't handle the snap. The snap was there. Keaton couldn't hang on. Tigers taking over. A devastating play for Bulldog Nation right there. Thomas, nothing to do here except saddle up and get it done on defense.
Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel. You know, again, conditions are a problem, you know, when you take those shotgun snaps on fourth and inches. That's what you could have a problem with right there. Is Gordon's is going to take over at their own 30-yard line.
10:15 mark, second quarter. Tigers lead 7-0, looking to extend as they do take over with a short field from the Clay County 30. Albritton in the gun, Baker in motion left to right, hand off to Musgrove. He loses his feet, picks up maybe one. Credit Big Wade Jones with a stop as he fell down on top of him. Quite likely the sloppy turf of Turney Ford Field should be given the credit for the tackle, but Wade was there. No gain, they say. Got back to the line of scrimmage, no more. Second and 10. Good opening here, because we've got to stop. We do not need to go down two scores to the Tigers.
Yeah, especially in these conditions. And I think Coach Edwards said it best. It's taken a little while for these teams to figure each other out. One big play, the difference in this one so far.
All written in the gun, second and 10, two wide outs left, one to the right. Gonna pass, goes for Baker, skips it off the field, incomplete. Third play of this Tiger position coming, and so far, no yardage for Gordonsville. Thomas, what are you seeing there?
I don't know. I thought they might have said he caught it for a minute.
Oh, if they do, I may come out of the stand. It skips short. No gain on the complete pass. Third and 10. Big play here. Need a loss. Need to back on up some if we can. Tiger's going to play it with two wide outs left, two wide outs right. All Britton in the gun. Musgrove, the sophomore, running back behind him. Now he comes up to the right hip of All Britton. Here's the snap. All Britton to pass. Has time. Release is going deep. And it's going to be caught for a touchdown by wideout Landon Baker, the senior. 6 foot, 165 pounds. And Gordonsville has just done something that I didn't think they could do, and that's go deep against Clay County with Merchant and Kerner's over the top safeties. They worked against freshman Adams on the left side, but did not have that safety help over the top, and they get the score.
Yeah, spread it out to the left, which brought Kerr over to that side. No single high safety left, Daniel, and just broke off a post to the middle. And I tell you what, that was a perfect throw by Matthew Albritton. You got to give him credit on that one.
Tigers good on the extra point. That puts the hometown Gordonsville Tigers up 14-9. The visiting Clay County Bulldogs, 0 here, 9:25 mark, second quarter.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Coming back here at Turney Ford Field, Gordonsville with a pooch kick.
Eli Security
Smith
systems are there
had
to keep
trouble fielding it. However, he picks it up, returns it about 10 to 15 yards, setting Clay County up with a 60-yard field in front of them at their own 40. 9:19 mark here in this second quarter. Thomas, Clay County, we're going to find out now just what our coaches and our kids got. Bit of adversity early. Plenty of game left, though. Don't freak out. Stay with the plan. Play football.
Yeah, down 2 scores, 9 minutes to go. You got to try to get one back here before intermission.
First and 10 from the 40. Adams to pass. Wants to go for Kerr. Kerr on the post route. Nearly caught. Broken up by Baker. Landon Baker there to break it up.
I tell you, Daniel, I like to see that right there. Isolated one-on-one. That's good on good. Landon Baker, Alec Kerr, most of the time if that ball's out, you know, Kerr had to step on him, but in these conditions, a little underthrown, they both high-pointed that one and fought with it in the air. Kerr almost had it on the rebound.
Baker probably about 8 inches taller
he
than
is.
Kerr. Second and 10.
The best athlete on each team going mano-a-mano. That's what you want to see.
Second and 10 here after the incomplete pass. Spivey and Burchett to the left. That means Kerr and Markham to the right. Sharp at the right hip of Adams. Hand off to Sharp. Carson north and south. Picks up 4. Advancing up to the 44 where it's going to be 3rd and 6.
Yeah, not a bad second down play right there, Daniel. Getting it in 3rd and medium instead of 3rd and long here. Time probably one of those flood routes to the outside. We've seen that multiple times. It's the best play for Clay County. You get Adams on the edge. You get the receivers on that side, and it looks like it might go to the top side of the field here as Spivey singled out below by himself.
Spivey left, trip set to the right. Adams with it, rolls Spivey's way. In and out pass caught by Spivey, just short of the stick. Going to be 4th and 1. Decision time for Coach Harris and Coach Johnson. The ball being spotted at the Clay County 49-yard line, 1 yard from midfield and 1 yard short of the sticks. Nice catch by Spivey, just a little short of the marker, though. We see a personnel change. Spivey, Burgett, mark them off. Arms back on. Fourth and one. Time for big boy football. Let's hope Keaton Arms can hang on to this one. They're going with a heavy set. Playing one short. Markham comes back on the field. Play clock at five. And a timeout taken by Clay County. The third and final Clay County timeout taken. 7:53 mark, second quarter. Big, big play when we come back. Fourth and one, Clay County from their own 49. Tigers up, 14.
Just say, so why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, don't want to miss a second of this fourth and one play. Clay Kenny still huddling at the sideline. Coach Harris there in the midst of them, along with Coach Johnson, talking them up. Dogs break huddle and head out. Arms going to be the quarterback. Joseph Markham sitting in front of him. Going to be a heavy set. Eli Smith joining Markham. Bob at the Clay Kenny 49, 1 yard short of midfield. Here we go, Thomas. Arms in the shotgun. Double fullback set, goes for the hard count. Here's the snap, arms off left tackle, gets the first down and a lot more, up to the 40, and he's driven out of bounds. Keaton Arms redeeming himself from the last time. Thomas, I'll get you that spot in a second. They're going to place him at the Gordonsville 38, and it seems to me that we're getting hoodooed 1 yard on each of these spots, but I'm looking at it through black and gold glasses, no doubt. So a big fourth down conversion extends this Clay County drive, and they needed it now more than ever. Fifth play of the drive coming, 7:30 mark and ticking, second quarter. Now we see another new set, power eye backfield behind Adams in the gun, handoff this time to Kerr around this side, Alec back to the line of scrimmage, not much more. I like that look, though. It's not a huge change from our normal, and we have some frivolous activity here. It looks like between Tigers. I don't know if their face masks got hung or what, but it appears like two Gordonsville Tigers kind of fight against each other.
Yeah, you kind of see the attitudes coming out in this game already, Daniel. Even though Clay County trails 14-0, two Gordonsville here with about 6 minutes left in the half, but Clay County is driving.
Second and eight, ball up to the 35. Adams in the gun. Kerr to his left. Sharp to his right. And a tailback behind. Get off to Burchett. Burchett around right side. Loses yards. Jimmy going to be brought down in the backfield. They're going to spot him at the 37. Probably the 38. It's always 1 yard further back than what I can see from our vantage point. So a loss of several there, Thomas. Moving him back to the Gordonsville 38, where it's 3rd and 11. Adams going to be in the gun. They stay in this set. There's no wideouts. Markham tied in right. Spivey tied in left. Kerr at the left hip. Burchett at the right hip. The stand-up tailback, Smith. Smith on the option. Oh, it's sharp. Pitch to him. Carson with it. 40 and brought down. Credit Gordonsville with great defense right here. Coach, they've done a great job flying laterally side to side and making these stops against these good Clay County Shield players. Fourth and a bunch.
They have, Daniel. You know, I think the fact that the field is so wet, we're having a hard time making that turn, planting our foot, and getting upfield, getting north and south. And that's really, really had an adverse effect on guys like Carson and Jimmy Burchett and Alec.
Here we are. Ball at the Gordonsville 39, 4th and 12. 5:30 and ticking, second quarter. Gordonsville up 14-9 over Clay County. Dogs have the punt unit on the field. Markham stands at the 50-yard stripe. Going to kick it away. High spiraling punt. Hits at the 15, takes a bulldog bounce, going to roll inside the 10, down to around the 8-yard line where it's spotted. Great execution on the punt. However, I can't help but be a bit dejected, Thomas. Clay County trailing two scores here. I needed to see a score on that board before this halftime comes up. 5:12 left in the second.
Yeah, big fourth down conversion at midfield, and Clay County was in business about the 38, Daniel, and then you saw negatives. Multiple negative plays that forced the punt here. And, you know, now it's all about keeping Gordonsville out of the end zone again. They got a long way to go to get there. But we've seen they've got the big playability. They've done it twice for scores.
92-yard field in front of Gordonsville. They've got it at their own 8. First and 10, Albritton in the gun, hands off to Musgrove. He runs inside. Penalty flags come out. Been a clean game so far. Credit Burchett with the tackle. However, I think a hold on this or a false start is going to come back. First penalty for either team. Good atmosphere here tonight at Gordonsville High School. Clay County's travel weather, as they always do. Gordonsville pouring out as well, even on a wet and cool night. I'm not sure how much to lose here. I assume 4 yards, probably half the distance to go. So should back them up to the Tiger 4 with a 96-yard field in front of the team wearing blue tonight. 5:03 mark and ticking. Second quarter, Tigers up 14-9. Clay County with a good opportunity here to try to stuff them and get the ball back with time on the clock.
You know, we've seen this defense play well. One deep ball for a score, one long run to get you down there for another score for the Tigers. Other than that, Clay County's played pretty well.
Albritton throws to Baker. He's going to be hit and dropped. Had to be Adams on the tackle. It was. He had help from a safety. Burchett coming over to help, but Nate Adams, the primary tackler. I'm not sure about yardage. It looks like they've marked him up to the 11. We're at second and around 7 to 8 yards. Gordonsville playing quickly here. Up to the line and ready. 4:15 mark. Albritton to throw again. Same play. 5 yard out. They give him too much, though. Looks like Baker got enough for the sticks. For the most part, Coach Dickerson happy to give up these 5 yard outs. But in this situation, Gordonsville very well, Thomas, could march the field, nickel and diamond, and chew up this 4:10 that's left.
Yeah, the four-minute offense or whatever you want to call it, that's what they're wanting to do. Got time to put points on the board, but you also don't want to give it back to Clay County before intermission. So, you know, just playing soft out here is what we're doing. Is Carson Sharp walks up tight on Baker this time.
Tigers with it. They're on 24, first and 10. Albritton with it. Hands off to Musgrove. He's into the heart of the dog defense. Picks up a couple, squirts through a couple of dogs and gains a few more yards. A nice gain for Musgrove on first down. Keaton Arms involved on the stop along with some teammates. Tigers now with it at their own 32. We're at second and 2. Gordon's been looking sharp so far in this one. Clay County, not so much.
Yeah, and, you know, it's Clay County's 1-for-3 on fourth down. They turned their ball over on down twice already here in this first half. And, you know, just couldn't get anything offensively going so far. But the defense playing pretty well, just like I said.
Musgrove again.
They're going to try a late hit on that.
I'm afraid they might, Thomas. A dog came in perhaps a little later than the official thought he should have, if they do call a late hit.
Wade Coon stopping that one up. Austin Anderson underneath. And he's getting up, holding his arm, Daniel. Big John Hamilton going to spell him there. And that's what they're selling.
Big penalty right there. Going to march that thing, Thomas, all the way up to the Tiger 46. Only 4 yards from midfield. Clay County self-destructing with that play. I didn't see, I'm not saying the call was wrong. It wasn't something, though, that was malicious and just obvious the way you'll see the secondary sometimes.
Yeah, but I think it was just swarming to the football there
right.
And got caught.
First and 10. Tigers with it. Driving here, trying to go up 3 scores. They lead 14-9. Over the 9-0 Clay County Bulldogs. Albritton with it in the gun. Hand off to Musgrove. Hip arms in the backfield brought down. Eli Smith with an assist as well. Pickup of 1 for Musgrove, the sophomore tailback. Making it 2nd and 9. 2:53 and ticking. Time not on the side of the Dogs right now. Is this second quarter drawing close to an end? Tigers not going to get in a hurry at this point.
No, they're not, Daniel. Just like I said, they want to run this clock out. If they can get to where they can take a shot, they will, I think. But after that, or prior to that, I think you'll see them with the short dink passes and the ball on the ground.
Clay County does receive the ball to start the third quarter. Dog defense having a bit of trouble getting lined up here. They finally do so. Here's the snap. Albritton with it. Play action pass. Going to step to the left. Dump it off to a fullback. It's caught around the 50. Run out of bounds, short of the sticks. Going to be 3rd and around 4. I have no idea which Clay County dog made the stop.
Nate Adams on the outside, Daniel.
3rd and what we'll call a long 3. Tigers advance into Clay County territory as they spot it at the dog 47. Time has stopped with 2:14 on the clock as number 34 for the Tigers. Kyle Adams, the sophomore running back, was driven out of bounds on the play. Tight end either side, wide out either side. Actually, it's too wide to the right with a tight end, so trips really to the right. Now motion, all written in the gun. Musgrove behind him, throws to his left. Pass caught by Baker. They love that matchup. First down for the Tigers. They move the sticks again. 2:09 mark. And here's the thing. Gordon's executing this four-minute offense, as you call it, to perfection, because they're moving the sticks. When they want to get out of bounds for their benefit, they do so, right, as they just did. 2:09, yeah, and that clock is stopped. First and 10 is the change move. Two wideouts right, along with a tight end. Another tight end to the left. And Adams, now an empty set, as Baker it is, goes out of the backfield motion. Face mask going to be called against Clay County. They're going to bring this thing back for a face mask that happened right back here. All Britton under pressure. A dog got his hand on the face mask. Thomas, the pass was intercepted by, I think, Markham back there or somebody. But it's not going to stand.
Yeah, you know, Clay County not getting a break here tonight. There's a lot of things going their way, but, you know, you make your own breaks. Clay County's come out. They look a little confused. They haven't been as sharp as they needed to be here tonight. And when that happens, this is what you see out of it sometimes, Daniel. A huge play wiped off the board for Clay County. And it's going to give the Tigers a first down and put them near the 30-yard line, Daniel.
1:57 mark, second quarter. The officials march deeper into Clay County territory. They set the thing down at the 27, where it's first and 10.
Now, that's
so two huge defensive penalties here. Face mask on that play that took away the turnover, and the helmet to helmet down here at the other end. So this Tiger drive, it's a good one, but being helped out by the Dogs.
Look out, Baker down low. Let's see if Clemens takes a shot here.
Whistles blow now. Gordon's going to be flagged. False start against the Tigers. Gordonsville took over at their own 8-yard line. Had a holding penalty. They backed them up to their 4. There was 5:12 left in the second when they took over. We're down to 1:57, and they've got the football in Dog territory after that 5-yard penalty at around the 32. This is the type of drive that Gordonsville put together that the good football teams do. There's a reason they're 8-1. They played a tough schedule, and they've been in big games, and they execute when it matters. That's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, they're just well coached. They're playing well here tonight as Albritton, again,
screen,
with the screen pass.
Sniffs it out. Even with his eyes closed, he don't miss a thing. He's right on top of it.
Yeah, he was, Daniel. Eli Smith putting on the pressure on Albritton. He got it off just in time in arms. We talked about him, his responsibilities, that back out of the backfield. He had him keyed up perfectly on that one.
Ball rest at the Tiger 37. 1:28 and ticking, second quarter. Second and around 25 here. Huge offs for the Tigers on that play. 3 wideouts left, 1 right for the Tigers. Albritton with it. Rolls right, releases, almost intercepted. Oh, man, what a break that would have been. So they were trying to run a 5-yard out to the running back, Musgrove. Arms there defending it, as you mentioned earlier. He's all over that, almost at a pick six.
Yeah, he's dominating that matchup. We talk about this being a game of matchups tonight, the sophomore versus the junior, Keaton Arms, back in his first major action since game 2, playing well on the defensive side.
3rd and 25, ball at the Clay County 37. Tigers trying to score here before halftime. 1:11 left in the second. Gordon's leading 14-9. Albrecht letting the play clock run down to 2. Now he snaps, drops back to pass. Release is going to be caught by Baker on the sideline. That's actually Adams, not Baker. Tackle made by Jimmy Burchett. A nice pickup for Gordon's. It is short of the sticks, though, because it was 3rd and 25. However, they pick up enough to make it a manageable 4th and 6, maybe 4th and 7. The ball setting at the black and gold 22. Tigers driving left to right. 4, and the clock is stopped as Adams went out of bounds.
And we've seen them pick up 5, 6, 7 yards at a time with that little quick out when they isolate Baker out there on Adams, Daniel, to the top side. And you see that in latch up. here again, but he got Carson Sharp this time. Let's see if he'll play him a little tighter because we need it.
I think they're sending Sharp to Baker every play now is what they've done, started doing. Gordon's were going to call a timeout. Albritton didn't like something. They had three wide right. Baker isolated left working against Sharp. Timeout taken. Minute four left two in the second. 14-0. Gordonsville leads, and they're trying to score another.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, going to be fourth and six for Gordonsville. Coming back out of this timeout, minute four left in the second. Tigers lead 14-9. Big Region 4A title game going here. They've met several times over the years going back to District 7 in the 70s and 80s. Salina never beating. Gordonsville head-to-head for a league championship, Thomas. We talked about that pregame show. Hoping that would change tonight. They got some work to do, though. Tigers up 14-9 here, minute four
huge
left.
Huge play.
Albritton with it. Three wide right, one left. Musgrove behind him in the gun. Albritton to throw. Has time. Releases. Skips it up the turf. Incomplete. So, 59 and a half seconds left as Clay County takes over. So, here's the question. Play it safe. Going to the half. Down 14-9. You're getting the ball to start the third. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. I'd like to see maybe Markham or somebody straight ahead right here for a run. See what you get. If he pops it, you might have a chance here with just under a minute to go before the break, but you got to play it safe at least on the first play or two, depending on what you get.
Dogs take over their own 22-yard line, 78-yard field in front of them. Spivey left along with Burgett. Pretty Kerr the right along with, I suppose, Markham. Yes, Markham in the backfield is a fullback. Pass play. Adams rolls. Finds Spivey. It's high. It's intercepted. Adams with it for the Tigers. He's going to be brought down by Markham. Now Gordonsville going to get to take a few shots at the end zone here on the turnover. A little high for Spivey. Jeff got his hands on it. Couldn't hang on. It caromed up in the air and was intercepted by sophomore Kyle Adams for the Tigers. So pretty much Gordonsville take him back over around where they just turned it over on downs. 48.1 seconds. No timeouts left for either team here. Second quarter action. Tigers up 14-9. Coach, I think they'll take a few shots to the end zone here. Or maybe try to chip shot their way down the field with some of those deep outs. Albritton in the gun. Looks to pass. He drops. Has plenty of time. Releases for the end zone. Going to be incomplete. Trying to hit Musgrove. Arms doing a nice job coming out of his linebacker position to run stride for stride with the tailback down the sideline.
Yeah, he's played great so far in this first half. You see him underneath, see him following the back on the screen, and you see him getting vertical down the field, as you said, step for step to the end zone on that one, Daniel. It's just a little combo route, a little wheel route for the running back on the outside, and then you had Baker underneath breaking a post off right to the uprights, and he had a step on Adams that time, too.
Second and 10. Three Tigers left. Baker by himself to the right. Getting double attention. Adams and another DB over there on him. Albritton to throw. Has time. Releases high for the corner of the end zone. Going to be caught. It's short, though. He's not in the end zone yet, but it's hauled in by Tiger number 11, Peyton Clymer, a junior wideout. And they've got it first and goal down around the three. Albritton has thrown very well for these wet, nasty conditions. It continues to drizzle here. Continuous rain throughout this first half. It has not greatly affected the junior Tiger quarterback.
No, and I think Coach said he was a 7-for-8 there before the break. Just really playing well. He is throwing darts, isn't he, Coach?
Yeah, he's you know, that one there was up in there a long time. It just happened that their guy got to it before ours.
Albritton going to be taken down. A sack by Markham. That's going to be back behind the sticks. Clock runs. 15 seconds. Albritton going to come under center and spike it. So we're going to be looking at third down here. So the sack on first down created a loss of around 5 to 6 yards, I believe. Trying to look and see where they put it. It looks like it's around the three. Ball at the black and gold three. 12.5 seconds left. Third and goal for the Tigers. All Britton in the gun. Tight end left and right. Wide out right. Quarterback keeper. All Britton off left side. No, sir. Going to be brought down. Nice tackle. That's going to end this half. Gordonsville can't stop the clock. Great job by the Dog defense here to finish out this half after the turnover to keep it 14-0. Clay County fans, don't be discouraged. A whole other half to play. Clay County getting the football to start the third. Tigers do lead at halftime here at Turney Ford Field on a rainy night in October, 14-0. Stay with us on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Pompa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Gordsville, Tennessee at Turney Ford Field for the Region 4A championship between Clay County and Gordonsville, and the Bulldogs trail the Tigers 14-0 here at intermission. Clay County, the offensive attacks had trouble getting going here tonight. 5 possessions in the first half, 2 punts, 2 turnovers on downs, and 1 turnover, an interception. So the Clay County attack is having a little trouble getting going. Both teams swapped punts early on, before Clay County put together a drive that got down to the Tiger 26-yard line before they turned it over on downs at the 30. And then Matthew Albritton, the Tiger quarterback, took advantage with a 68-yard run to set up a 1-yard touchdown for Gordonsville at the 11:53 mark of the second quarter. They went up 7-0. Clay County returned with a drive, and they turned it over on downs on that one, too. And again, the Tigers took advantage this time from the 30-yard line. Albritton with a strike to the post to Landon Baker for a 30-yard score to go up 14-0 with 9:25 to play in the first half. and then Clay County kind of put something together, got the ball at the 40-yard line. Adams found Spivey for five, and then it brought up a big fourth and one at midfield. Keaton Arms with a big 13-yard run to set them up in business, and then they went backwards and were forced to punt on a fourth and long and gave it back to Gordonsville. And then you saw some uncharacteristic things from Clay County. Two straight penalties that put Gordonsville in business again. Clay County did turn them over on downs at the 22-yard line. Clay County immediately gave it back with a Nate Adams interception, and Gordonsville had a shot with under a minute to go, but the Clay County defense held. Caution sharp, making the final stop as time expired to keep your score 14-0 in Gordonsville favor at halftime. For Clay County, they have a total of 72 yards here in the first half on 25 plays, 18 rushes for 56 yards. Adams is 4-for-7 for 16 yards and an interception. Sharp's leading the way with 9 carries for 30 yards. Keaton Arms has 5 carries for 21 yards. Only 16 yards through the air so far tonight. Adams is 4-for-7 with that INT. Markham has a catch for 5. Kerr 1-for-10. Spivey 1-for-5. And then Burchett had a negative for that total of 16. Defensively, Clay County's played pretty well except for the big plays that we just talked about in the summary. Burchett has 4 stops, Coons 4, Arms 4, 2 for loss, Joseph Markham 1 and 2 sacks, Nate Adams 4, Smith 1, Garrett 1, and Sharp 1 tackle here tonight. Again, Clay County trails 14-0 in the Region 4A title game here at Turney Four Field. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it, You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
back here on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Going to kick over to you, Coach Edwards, for some Gordonsville stats and then a budget pest control scoreboard update, followed by Subway Trivia.
Well, Gordonsville, you know, we talked about all week long how they were a passing team, pass and pass. Well, you know, they ran 23 plays, 16 of them been in the passes and 14 on the ground. So they're pretty balanced tonight.
Yeah.
Of course, I think the weather may have dictated a little bit of that as well. But 23 plays, 198 total yards first half. 100 of that come on the ground, 98 through the air. Penalties, really clean game. All four penalties came in the last 5 minutes. Two against Gordonsville and two against Clay County. Few halftime scores. Let me find my start place here. Halftime scores, Oneida 7, Coalfield 6. Monterey 55, Wartburg 0.
Beat down.
York and Rockwood tied up at 14 at the half.
Nail biter.
Macon 24, Cumberland County 3. Grundy 6, Community 0. Joe Burns 16, Sycamore 0. Meigs County up on Marion 7-0 halftime. Trousdale up on Watertown 14-13 halftime in the game. It's closer than I thought it'd be. And East Nashville 29, Smith County 0. That game at halftime too. We talked about how Smith was playing good. I guess maybe not tonight. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the Bug Thugs.
The Bug Thugs. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Once again, that number, 931-397-9004. Want to congratulate last week's winner. Golly, maybe I'll get this out of my system. Want to congratulate last week's winners, my mom, Linda Strong, and an old classmate of mine, Travis Crabtree. Congratulations to them. They are ineligible tonight. So, with no further ado, here's the Subway Trivia Challenge question. The last time that the Bulldogs won on Turney Ford Field was 18 years ago in 2003. The 6-3 Dogs, led by Jeff McDaniel, knocked off the 7-2 Tigers 20-12 with 3 first-half touchdowns. 2 of those were touchdown passes thrown by Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Chase Stevens. What 2 Bulldog teammates did Stevens throw those touchdown passes to? Once again, the last time the Bulldogs won on Turney Ford Field was 18 years ago in 2003. The 6-3 Dogs, led by Jeff McDaniel, knocked off the 7-2 Tigers 20-12 with their three first-half touchdowns. 2 of those were touchdown passes thrown by Chase Stevens. What 2 Bulldog teammates did Stevens throw those touchdown passes to? Please send in your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Thank everyone for listening tonight. We appreciate it. Hopefully the Dogs will get it rolling here in this second half. Want to take this moment while we have it to mention the Clay County High School cheerleaders who are here off to our left down on the sideline wearing their pink hair bows tonight to support Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. Last game of October here going on tonight. They travel everywhere with the Dogs out in the elements tonight. Thomas, we have a little igloo, as you called it, over the top of us here at the top of the bleachers. They're down there out in the elements. There are 3 seniors: Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Sieber, and Tamara Smith, and 7 sophomores: Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Kelly Devana, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. The cheerleaders are sponsored by Stephen and Atlanta Chitwood. We have a correct answer already on this Subway Trivia question. I wanted to make sure and include this era because we had not asked questions from this time era, and it's very appropriate tonight since this group of Dogs had won here at Turney Ford Field the last time.
And the correct answer was sent in by Corey Barlow, and he said Matt McLaren and the late Jonathan Frazier. He is 100% right. So congratulations to Corey. He needs to send us his address via text and watch the mail for his free sub certificate and HSN sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do. Offering freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread to create the perfect meal, Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. We also had another guess after Corey got it right by Miss Melissa White. She was half right. She said Dustin Thompson and Jonathan Frazier. Thompson got injured on his third carry of the night in that contest and went out early. And we had another response, but we're going to get to the action. What a kick. Going to be a touchback to start this third quarter of action in high school football. You can't run down the end zone. Jimmy Burchett ran back. His foot crossed the end zone when he picked it up, and he did not have a chance to return. So a long 80-yard field in front of the Dogs here as they get started. First drive of this third quarter. This one an important one, Thomas, because the Dogs trail 14-9.
Yeah, they do. And I like to see Clay County, you know, get something positive here to start this drive. Pick up a first down, keep it on the ground. We need Nate Adams to get a little confidence going here, too. This Clay County team's got it in them. They just need a good start.
Hand up to Sharp inside out of the gun. He works ahead for two, advancing up to what I assume is going to be the 22. I've been wrong on those spots quite often tonight, though. Yeah, we'll call it the 22, call it second and eight. Two wideouts to either side. Sharp at the left hip of Adams. Adams to throw, releases downfield, caught by Burchett, short of the sticks. But positive yardage for Jimmy. They're going to spot him at the 28. So it's going to be third and two there. And now we see Thomas, Clay County opening up, doing kind of what's got them here to this point. More of that familiar set. I liked some of the wrinkles we saw in the first half, but they just seemed like a little, just not hardly up to speed on those yet. I do like the formations and things we saw, though. And we're going to see a false start here against Clay County. Going to back them up. What was a great third and two, now going to be third and seven after a false start. That's the type of stuff that we've done tonight, Thomas.
Yeah, that's what we've seen, uncharacteristic play. We've seen Gordonsville come out, be sharp. They're playing up to the atmosphere of this big game. Clay County hasn't done that yet.
Not yet.
We got to see it happen here.
Third and seven, Adams in the gun. They advance the ball back 5 yards from where it was previously spotted at around the 22. Adams to throw, breaks pocket, rolls to the right, creates time, releases deep downfield, going to be caught, incomplete. What a near circus catch by Kerr. Alec laid out parallel to the turf here at Turney Ford Field and just couldn't hang on. Very athletic attempt to catch the ball, but couldn't haul it in, Thomas. Clay County going to have to punt. That false start penalty on third and two is what cost us here on this draft.
Yeah, that did them in. Great job by Adams right there. Initially flushed out of the pocket. Gained some time by flushing to the far sideline. And a good ball for Kerr. Like you said, just couldn't get it down as Markham punts.
Gordons, we're going to take over. No return there for the Tiger, Peyton Clymer, who fielded the high spiraling kick. However, Gordons, but with excellent field position. Clay County defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson and his unit going to have to get it done here. You get the feeling that if Gordonsville goes up another score in this contest, making a three-possession game, could be out of the Dogs' reach. We don't need to let that happen.
No, Daniel, the Bulldog defense has got to stand tall right here, and I think they will. You've got Wade Coons fired up, the senior. He knows how big this drive is.
Play action pass, thrown out to Baker. Baker on the bubble screen, caught, squirts ahead down the sideline for a couple. We thought they lost a tremendous athlete last year when Tyler Gregory graduated, and they did. We didn't think they would replace him with somebody almost as good, and I think Baker, every bit as good as Gregory, a little bit taller frame, so he's a little stronger in some ways.
Yeah, we're seeing the Tigers' top guys perform well here tonight. Matthew Albritton, pretty much the entire offense so far for Gordonsville. and when he goes to the air, it's going to Baker.
Credit the Tiger, five up front, creating space. Second and six, handed off to Musgrove. No quarterback keeper, and here Albritton goes again. He's not going to have the 60-yard run he did last time, but Thomas around a 30-yard variety, moving the chains, setting him up first and 10. I knew how great Albritton was coming into this game. I will be honest with you. I thought the Dog linebacking crew would sniff out those type things, but so far, Albritton's hurt him.
Yeah, he has, and like I just got through saying, he's the reason they have a two-score lead, and he's the reason they're threatening again here tonight. Big players, big-time players play big in big games, and Matthew Albritton's doing it here tonight.
Tigers, first and 10 are from the Clay County 27. Dogs needing a stop. Two wideouts left, one to the right. That's Baker, a running back at either hip of Albritton. Albritton, again, quarterback keeper, not as much yardage this time. Still picks up around 7 to 8 yards. Tackle made by Smith along with arms. They're going to spot him at the 21, maybe the 20, right on the edge of the red zone. Second short, about three to go.
You know, we talked about how critical this drive is for this Clay County defense. We've seen them bow up before in this situation, Daniel. We decided to see them do it again right here.
Albritton in the gun, second and three. Looks to throw to the right, double pumps, releases, caught, immediately knocked down, though. Adams on the stop. Going to pick up around one, maybe two, still going to be short of the sticks. Third and very short here. They do spot it at the 18. I would have thought, based on my calls, it was enough for the first, so it's third less than a yard.
Yeah, big third down and one. You got to think it's four down territory for sure.
No doubt.
Inside the 20-yard line. So Clay County just can't give up the big play on this one right here, Daniel.
Tigers driving left to right from our vantage point on the visiting bleachers. 8:30 and ticking, third quarter. Tigers lead, trying to add another score here. Albritton going to pick up the first. Doesn't get a lot more, but he does move the sticks. Dogs frustrated. And a penalty going to come out. Joseph Markham going to be called, I believe, for a personal foul. Stepping over Albritton after the tackle. I'm pretty certain that's what we'll see. And they'll march this thing closer to the Dog end zone. Sure enough, yes.
There was another scrum there to the left of that, and I couldn't tell who the two players, a Dog and a Tiger. So it could have been either one of those.
Markham
could have been guilty, yeah.
Markham's, I've seen worse happen unpenalized, so I don't know that it was Joseph's actions there. It's probably what you're talking about, Coach, that other Dog off to the left. Tiger's going to have it first and 10 from somewhere. They've yet to step off the penalty. Three huge penalties here against the Dogs. Of course, the Tigers driving on this one already. It's not like we gave them a free break here, Thomas. They're having their way with us. We're going to call it like it is. And right now, Gordonsville outplaying Clay County.
Yeah, no doubt. Up 14-0, 8:21 to go here in the third quarter. And you're right. And just like I said, they're playing big tonight in a big game. Clay County's yet to do so. And this defense is going to need a break right here.
First and goal from the 8. Musgrove with it off right side. Not a lot of room. Tackle made by a lot of Dogs. I'm going to let Thomas pick one out.
Well, it depends on who you call. You had first contact by Coons. You had arms in there. He squirted free again. And he had Eli Smith finally bringing him to the ground.
Loss of one, I believe. Second goal now from the 9. And actually, what happened there? Shotgun snap hit Albritton in the hands. He couldn't hang on to it. It popped up in the air. His tailback Musgrove, standing in the right place, grabbed the carom and headed upfield with it. Three wide outs right for Gordonsville, a tight end left. Musgrove behind Albritton, who's in the gun here. Second goal from the Clay County 9. Albritton with it. Hands to Musgrove. He's into the heart of the D. Going to be dropped.
Markham.
Picks up a few yards, though. Going to credit him with advancing up about 3 yards to the 6, where it's going to be third and goal. Clay County trying to keep themselves in this game with a defensive stop here. 7:15 and ticking third quarter. Gordonsville up 14-0. And the Clay County fans who made the trip just a little shocked at this point. This is not a situation they've seen their team in all year. Clay County trailed to Westmoreland in that contest and maybe a time or two throughout the rest of their 9-0 season. But this is the first time I believe they've been down with two possessions.
Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel, and it could be three if this dog defense doesn't bow up right here.
Hand off to Musgroves again, tackle for loss. Great job by the dog D. Primary hitter was Keaton Arms, and we're going to have some flags come out. This one could be offsetting personals. Now, if you get two personals in a game, it's an ejection. There is a dog down away from the penalties, so we've got an injured dog. We've got personal fouls coming, likely on either squad. The dog is up. I think that's John Hamilton, they say. His trainer Chad Holloway's out there attended to him. John missed the last 2 weeks. Offsetting personal fouls. As I mentioned, though, if a player gets two personal fouls in a contest, it's an automatic ejection. Right now, we have at least three dogs with personal fouls. I don't know who they are, though. John Hamilton likely done for the night as he's being helped off the field by his dad, Jason Hamilton, an assistant coach, along with trainer Chad Holloway. Now, back to the action. Fourth and goal. Could be the play of the game here. Gordonsville going to try a field goal. They do this at times, and they're pretty good at it. The ball's setting at the 10, so a 27-yard field goal. Snap, set, kicks away, low, and no good. Clay County lives to fight another day, and as I'm sure you can hear, the Clay County faithful are fired up about the opportunity, Coach Edwards, for their team to cut this back to one possession game.
Yeah, we've been talking the whole game about Clay not getting any breaks. Well, there's the break right there. You know, missed the field goal, defense stand, missed the field goal. We got to do something on the with the ball on the offensive end and drive it down and put the thing in the end zone here.
I like
get it to one score.
I'd like to see some Markham on this drive. He's had a couple carries, not a ton. Clay County taking over at their own 20-yard line. 80-yard field in front of them. Adams in the gun. Here's the snap. Quick screen, right side. Kerr with it. Alec upfield, brought down. Nice game. Kerr, the most dynamic offensive player for Clay County, and we've not been able to get him a lot of touches thus far tonight. Typically, we see him on special teams getting some opportunity. Pick up a 9 for Kerr, making it 2nd and 1. Clay County playing it now from their own 29-yard line. 2nd and short. Adams in the gun. 2 wideouts either side. Nate the pass. Quick screen. This time going to be batted away. A good play by defensive end Bryson Greer. And those, I like those plays. However, if a defensive end jumps them like Greer just did, they can easily be pick sixes.
Yeah, and you're looking at a great play by the Tiger defense, defensive line pretty much right there, Daniel. Like you said, the end, reading that one and sniffing it out. Adams kind of telegraphing it for the most part there to give him that opportunity. Clay County, a big third down right here, Daniel.
3rd and 1. 3 wide left, 1 to the right. Hand off to Sharp inside. I think he gets enough. They're going to spot him short. He's going to be 1 yard short, according to the sign judge over here in front of us. 4th and 1.
So no gain on that run.
Sharp in on the inside zone play into the heart of the D and just could not get the forward progress necessary for the first. Dog offense stays on the field here. They have it at their own 29, deep in their own territory. 5:17 and ticking, 3rd quarter. Tigers lead 14-9. 10 seconds on the play clock as the Dogs break huddle. 3 wide left. Adams the quarterback. I can't tell who the running back is.
It's Markham.
Markham with it. Markham's going to get off the top. Joseph Markham's going to go to the end zone. We wanted to see it. Joseph Markham touchdown. No flags on the field. Clay County fight back into it. Thank you. Finally. Junior running back Joseph Markham getting a chance. And he wheels his team back into it. What a play. Noah Laundry, 14-6.
Just give the guy the ball there, just like you said. 2nd carry of the night. We saw him take it 84 yards last week. I can't do the math on that one. Started at the 29. You're looking at about a 71-yarder, I think, Daniel.
Extra point attempt. Hamilton courageously trotting back on with a bum ankle to play this special teams unit. Kicks away. It's high. Is it straight? It is! 14-7. Dogs are back in it, baby. 4:49, third quarter. 14-7, Tigers lead.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live, 14-7, halfway through this third quarter. Levi Garrett going to kick it away from right to left for Clay County. Joseph Markham, the 71-yard sprint to the end zone on fourth and one. And this Clay County crowd is fired up, Thomas. I don't know if they're as fired up as we are, though.
Yeah, me neither, Daniel. Clay County had to have a big play to get back in this game. Joseph Markham just gave it to him. Great job by the offensive line up front, occupying the Tigers. Markham saw a crease, and he took it. You talk about him being the power back. Well, he showed the burst. He showed the speed right there on that one. 71 yards later, Clay County's got a shot with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Garrett puts his foot to it. Adams with it from the 21 upfield. Has blocking up to the 40, finally brought down.
And guess who?
Host the Dogs, but Joseph Markham, the primary stopper. He's a man possessed. Let him work. Here we go. Need a defensive stop, Coach Edwards.
We do. We got our chance right there. Momentum swing. You can tell it.
First and 10, Tigers. Dogs feeling it now. I guarantee you one thing. Gordonsville will not doubt themselves, though. Solid football team. They're not going to beat themselves. Clay County going to have to create a turnover.
Yeah, we've got a lot of black and brown jerseys in there with this turning forward field showing, but you got one clean one. Freshman Warren Smith coming in at nose guard. Levi Garrett on the sideline, Daniel.
Going with the smaller, quicker front. Garrett perhaps banged up a little. Aubrey in the throw. First and 10, knockdown. Hunter Kyle gets his hand up, and the junior defensive tackle, who most would say is the most improved player on this Clay County team from last year to this year, with a huge play, swats that one down out of the air to the turf, incomplete. Second and 10. The players get fueled by this crowd.
Garrett back in there now. I talked about that front three has to win to get the pressure on Al Britton. That's what Hunter Kyle just did. He won his individual matchup, got the penetration, knocked the ball down.
Coach Dickerson likely to dial some pressure up here. Second and 10. Aubrey in the gun. Timeout taken by Gordonsville. No penalty flag. Wayne Toombs absolutely fired up. Turns to the crowd saying, come on, guys, here we go. Third and 15. Make that second and 15 after the penalty. The Dogs playing in the biggest game in a generation around here. Trying to get it done at Turney Ford Field for the first time in 18 years. Second and 15. Ball at the Gordonsville 38. Aubrey in the gun. A bunch set of trips receivers to the left. Baker by himself to the right. Mongrove out of the backfield. Aubrey, quarterback keeper. He's caught
in
by Hunter Kyle. Kyle says you'll go no further. Drags him backward by the jersey. It's a wonder it wasn't a personal foul. No flags, though. Aubrey still with a good game. Picks up all of the lost penalty yards plus a few more. Ball at the 45. Third and 8. Big play. Get them stopped here. They have the punt, Coach. No! Albritton in the gun. Same set. Bunch set of trips to the left. Baker to the right by himself. Mongrove out of the backfield. Albritton, quarterback, keeper. He's off outside. Down. And then Turner trying to make it a stop. Lee Turner's helping him out. A pickup of two, making it fourth and five. And the Tigers sitting on the punt unit. Clay County going to see Alec Kerr drop back with a chance perhaps to return a punt. What about the response by the Dogs?
What a turn of events for Clay County. You see this crowd come to life here, Daniel, inspiring that Dog defense. And boy, did they step up right there. And Clay County's going to get the ball back with a chance to tie here. 3 minutes to go, 14-7 ball game.
Albritton puts his foot to it. Kerr back to receive. Going to let it hit. Clay County's to get away, and they do. They're going to safely take over at their own 25. 2:58 mark, third quarter. Gordonsville 14, Clay County 7. Momentum, black and gold favor right now. Going to be first and 10 for the Dogs with a 75-yard field in front of them. Could this be a drive that ties up this ball game?
We saw early on, first play of the last drive with a short pass to Alec Kerr, picked up 9. Then you had the big run by Markham, who is not in the backfield.
Hand off to Markham.
Yes,
Markham in the backfield, keeps his feet though off left side. Gets north and south, picks up a couple, and then driven out of bounds. Could have been a late hit call. They don't throw a flag, though. So a pickup of yardage for Joseph. Around 2, maybe just 1. Going to have to wait till they sit it down. The Dogs are driving from right to left from our vantage point. Ball spotted on the left hash, close to us here. Pickup of 2, making it 2nd and 8. 3 wide to the left. I think it's Kerr by himself to the right. Adams with an option play, pitches to Markham. Joseph loses his feet. The wheels come out from under him, and Clay County loses yards on 2nd down. I love the option play. However, tonight might not be the night for it with the field conditions. 3rd and 11 here, passing situation. Adams is going to play it from the gun with Sharp at his left hip. From the 22-yard line, Spivey left along with Merchant and Kerr. Nate rolls to the left, releases downfield on the corner route. Should have been pass interference. Albritton knocks down Jimmy Merchant, but no flags come out. And Clay County going to have to punt away. The Clay County fans live it, as am I, over the no call. Good coverage by Albritton. I mean, it was a tangled up feet situation. But the only reason that I'm politicking so much for the call is my sophomore year playing safety at Macon County, Coach. I had one thrown on me for the same thing. I thought I had taken some coverage. Their feet got tangled, and they throw the flag. That's the same thing that happened there.
I would like to,
with good coverage.
I'd like to see it, too. But, I think the officials have let them play tonight.
Yeah, I agree. High punt by Markham. Tigers are leading 14-7. They're going to be taking over again, but we do have a flag down. It was tailback Musgrove that ran into Markham. We don't see this much in high school. Coach, is this an automatic first down?
It is.
It's going to be.
It is.
Clay County, now with a big penalty coming in their favor. We saw the Tigers with them in the first half. The Dogs with a miracle, that's too strong of a term, but I'll use it anyway.
Yeah,
they get a fresh set of downs. When they're putting the ball away, Markham getting run into by Musgrove. It's 1st and 10, Dogs.
What a break for Clay County. But, again, like I said in the first half, you make your breaks, Daniel, by the way you're playing. Clay County's making theirs here with their defensive effort. And now another chance here for the Bulldog offense.
1st and 10 for the Dogs. They play it from their own 38-yard line. Double set, 2 wideouts to either side. Hand off to Markham. Joseph into the heart of the defense. A whole lot of Tigers on him. Markham had the big 71-yard touchdown earlier. Since then, the Tigers have kept him bottled up. Pickup of 1 for Joseph. Advancing it up to the 39. I did call the 38 as the start. Okay. Keaton Arms checking back in. Nate Adams checking out. We've not seen Keaton in a little while at quarterback. Minute 30 and ticking, third quarter. Dogs trying to even this thing up. It's Gordonsville 14, Clay County 7. 2nd and 9. Ball at the black and gold 39. Arms in the gun. He's going to pass. Quickly throws out right side for Turner. Turner with it. Gets north and south. Going to be brought down by four different Tigers short of the six. Advances up to the Clay County 45 where they're going to have it third and a long two. Now, Thomas, if you disagree on one of those receivers, let me know. I do think that was Curry. He had that high tight hold.
That was him, Daniel.
Third and a long three, we'll call it. Ball at the 45. Arms in the gun. Two wide outs to the side. Keaton again. Throws to Jimmy this time. Jimmy cannot get around Albritton. What a great play by Matthew Albritton in space. He comes up, tackles Jimmy Burchett. So Clay County here will have to check the spot. They're going to place it at the 45, so no gain on that play. It's fourth and four. I think the Dogs probably going to choose to punt here. I see Hayden Adams coming on. It is the punt personnel. Not a bad decision as we near the end of the third quarter. 10 seconds and ticking. They do have to snap this ball. 7 seconds on the play clock. Here's the snap. Markham puts his foot to it. High kick. Tiger's going to let it bounce. Going to be downed by Clay County as the third period ends. We've got 12 minutes left to settle this Region 4A championship game here at Turney Ford Field. Dogs had a good third quarter. Fought back into it. It's Tigers 14, Clay County 7. 12 minutes left when we come back.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, fourth quarter action, 12 minutes left. Tigers taking over. They have a 7-point lead, 14-7. Gordonsville with it, first and 10 from what appears to be their own 22-yard line. A 78-yard field for them. Albritton with it. Quarterback keeper up the gut. Has a big play going. It's going to be stopped only after about a 9-yard pickup, though. And these teams playing tough here. They're going to the whistle. If you watch Thomas every play, that time it was Austin Anderson and a Gordonsville offensive lineman 10 yards downfield just going until the whistle blows. Tigers with it at the Gordonsville 31. Second and three. Albritton in the gun. Adams at his right hip is the fullback. Musgrove the tailback. Hand off to Musgrove. He's off right side. Has the first down. It was second and short. Gordonsville was gunned to get a first down likely on a second and third down play. So move the sticks. Let the Clay County defense reset as well here. First and 10 Tigers. Ball at the 37. 11 minutes left in ticking. Back on November the 13th, 2020, Gordonsville won in the second round of the playoffs right here on this field, 14-7. That's currently the score. Tigers 14, Dogs 7. Fourth quarter of this one. Will it end differently? Only time will tell. Hand off again to Musgrove. He stood up. Little to no gain. Thomas is watching the pile to see what Dog made the tackle.
Still got somebody down there underneath. It was Joseph Markham underneath, Wade Coons, Hunter Kyle. They all were in on that one, Daniel.
Pickup of 1-2 for the Tigers. Gordonsville with it at their own 38-yard line where they're going to have it second nine. Crowd getting behind this Dog D. There's been adversity in this game for Clay County. They were down 14-0. Almost went down 21-0. But they have fought back in. It's 14-7. Gordonsville with three wideouts left, one right. Musgrove beside Aubin. Hand off to Musgrove. Tackle for a loss.
Eli Smith, Daniel, coming off this edge right there, along with his teammate Hunter Kyle. They met at the ball carrier. Got to give that one to Smith off the corner, I think.
Loss of one, making it 10. A stop here for the Dogs would mean a Tiger punt.
Kyle really stepped up here in
this
third quarter. He played great. The whole defensive front, really. We've seen some good play out of the linebackers, too. Clay County just rising to the occasion.
Third and 10. Operating the pass. Two wide outs to either side. Has time. Steps up. Under pressure. Breaks pocket. Has the first down. Ooh. I don't know. He's brought down by Keaton Arms.
It's close, Daniel.
He's going to be short 1 yard. It's going to be fourth and one. Fourth and one. 8:55 and ticking. Ball at the Tiger 46, and they're going.
Here
they go. Albrecht in the gun. Fourth and one. He comes up, checks the play of the line, looks over to the offensive coordinator. Gordonsville's offensive coordinator came from Lebanon High School last year, where he coached alongside defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson. Two former coaching staff members at Lebanon High School.
They're going to take a timeout.
Going at it tonight. They let the play clock run all the way down, then call the timeout. Gordonsville with a decision to make. We're going to play one ad and come back and make sure we don't miss anything.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live at Turney Ford Field, one quick other trivia question for you. In that 2003 Bulldog win at Gordonsville, what Bulldog defender intercepted a Gordonsville quarterback Dusty Ray pass in the second quarter and returned it 50 yards for a touchdown? T in the black and gold scoring on the night. If you know the answer, text it in to 931-397-9004. I will repeat that again when we have a chance. Fourth and one. Tigers going for it. A tight end and two wide outs right. Tight end left. Running back behind Albritton. Hand off inside to a big back. He has the first down. They handed it off to Bryson Greer. And let me tell you something. The big body Bryson Greer, 6'3", 210 pounds, was not going to be denied. He had determined he was going to get that yard. And Thomas, he got it, plus about five more, advancing into black and gold territory at the 47.
Yeah, Clay County kind of selling out off tackle. And he hit the middle, Daniel, on this weak side and gashed Clay County.
First and 10 Tigers, ball at the 47 of Clay County. All written in the gun, two wide either side. Hand off inside to the big back again. This time they expect it, and he only gets one. Stop made.
By the man, he's limping Daniel back to his position, but Wade Coons laying it all on the line. That's his sixth stop of the night so far. Coons making that one.
Melissa White guessing Nathan Strong is the answer on that 50-yard pick six in 2003 against Gordonsville. Good guess, but incorrect. She just sent another message that said, don't announce it if she was wrong. I announced it before I saw that. Sorry, Miss White. Second next. Tigers with it. Clay County needing to stop. 7-0-8 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Tigers lead 14-7. Pass to Baker. He catches, immediately tackled by Alec Kirk. Going to be third and around five, perhaps four.
You know, time ticking away here, Daniel. We're under 7 minutes, 14-7. Clay County down by a score. Gordonsville doing exactly what they need to do again. We saw this. You mentioned it earlier. play out last year. Game-ending drive. Clay County, big third down right here. You got to think Orange will go for it anyway in this position, but a big third down for Clay County.
Aubrey in the gun. Musgrove to his right hip. Here's the snap. Aubrey, quarterback keeper off right side.
No.
Going to be hit, and he stops short.
You know who.
Wade Coos. Fourth and three. Ball at the black and gold 40. 6-10 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Gordonsville 14. Clay County 7. Region 4A championship game. Winner hosts the first two rounds of the playoffs. The loser will host the first and then have to travel in the second round. Fourth and a long three. Albritton in the gun. Musgrove behind him. Two wide outs either side.
You got to think Albritton's going to keep it here, Daniel.
Here's the snap. Albritton to throw. Quick release. Caught. Is it short? I think that he has the yardage.
Close. Very close.
Jimmy Burchett on the stop.
It's short, Daniel. I'm still moving. All the way across the field.
First
it's hard
down.
To say.
I would love a measurement. Coach Johnson wanting one, too. But it is a first down. I tend to agree. Ball at the 35. First and 10. Gordonsville chewing clock. 5:30 and ticking. A Gordonsville score would all but ensure a win for the Tigers. Clay County needing to stop here.
Yeah, the second and fourth down conversion for the Tigers as they're kind of imposing their will here late in this one. Again, Clay County has got to get a stop right here.
Timeout going to be taken by Gordonsville. This is a big set of downs for them. We're going to stay on air here, and I want to repeat that Subway trivia question. Corey Marlowe has sent in the right answer, but he wisely says, I know I can't win twice, and he's right, so I won't announce who he said. So I'm going to repeat it one more time. Trivia question. In the 2003 Bulldog win at Gordonsville, what Bulldog defender intercepted a Gordonsville quarterback, Dusty Ray, pass in the second quarter and returned it 50 yards for a touchdown to end the black and gold scoring on the night? If you know the answer or want to guess, text it in to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. All right, Thomas, first and 10. Ball at the Clay County 35. 5:13 left. Dogs trail by 7. Obviously, we need a stop. What do we need to see here?
Well, I think you're going to see Albritton keep the ball the majority of the time here. He's been the Tigers' horse. They've ridden here all night long. And it's been kind of the read look. He's not reading anything. He's riding the back, pulling the ball, and following him up the middle. That's been their best run play of the night.
First and 10. Two wide to either side. Albritton with it. Play action pass. He's under pressure.
Oh!
He's hit. He's off. Eli Smith, the senior. Oh, no. No, Albritton.
What a lick, Daniel. Flag on the play.
Came off the right-hand side of that defense like he was shot out of a cannon. Mike Dickerson diving up the heat. It was a holding penalty decline. No need to back him up, make it first and 20, because it's second and 20, baby, after Eli Smith gets the big quarterback sack. First time we dominantly get Albritton on that.
Yeah, I talked about needing the pressure. He got it right there. Albritton had no idea. Probably the most violent hit of the 2021 season right there, Daniel.
We have a
snapped
winner.
His neck.
Have a winner on that second Subway trivia question. Congratulations to my sister-in-law, Tamika Garrison, for answering Nathan Blakely. Second and 20. Albritton in the gun. Quarterback keeper. He gets in for about 5-6 yards, and he's brought down. I credit Keaton Arms is the primary tackler. As always, he was helped out by a host of teammates. Third and around 13 now. 4:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. The ball is at the Clay County 38-yard line. Tigers have two plays to get 12 yards and a fresh set of downs. 14-7 the score. Gordonsville leading. Clay County has not led in this contest. They trailed 7-9, then they trailed 14-9 before scoring. Albritton in the gun, three wide outs left, one right, Musgrove the tailback. He drops, he passes, has a man in the end zone, gonna be caught. What a throw, what a catch. Alec Kerr was there with coverage. We had Jimmy Burchett there too. Our two best defenders back there, our two safeties, our best defenders, all four DBs are great. Somehow, some way, Albritton threads the needle through Kerr and Burchett. Landon Baker catches it. Man, 20-7 Gordonsville.
Yeah, and that's just big-time players doing what they do, Daniel.
Yep.
Matthew Albritton, what a football game this kid has played. And if he's going to go somewhere, he's going to go to Landon Baker in the double coverage. He don't care. He's going to throw it up there. Baker's going to go get it. That's how you win big ball games. And the Tigers probably just did it with under 4 minutes to go. It's 21-7, Gordonsville.
Extra point was good. 3:48 left in the fourth. As Thomas said, 21-7 in favor of the Tigers.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, this Clay County crowd was quieting just a moment ago. A big pass hookup between junior Matthew Albritton and his senior wideout, Landon Baker. Just a great play.
Yeah, the Clay County defense... They were doing what they needed to do, you know, but Gordonsville was too. Two fourth down conversions on that drive. Every time Clay County would bow up, get them in a bad situation, they responded. And they responded big time right there, Daniel. You got to give that duo credit. Matthew Albritton and Landon Baker, two of the best I've seen.
Squib kick by the Tigers here to give it over to Clay County. They do cleanly field it and down it. Clay County going to take over with three timeouts and 3:48 left in this contest. They do trail 21-7. Plenty of time here for the Dogs to march down and score. They would have to quickly take it back away from the Tigers, though, if they were to do so. Nate Adams in the gun. Sharp at his right hip.
Can't hold anything back here, Daniel. Got to take a shot.
Markham and Kerr to the right. Double move. Going down the left side. Jeff Bobby, he's wide open. Jeff Bobby with the catch. He's going to the end zone. No flags on the field. Clay County back in it. The senior wideout, Jeff Bobby, with the biggest play of the season. Taking it to the house. 3:36 mark. Thomas, a one-play scoring drive for about 65 yards that shoot up 5 seconds. And that's about T-Bay Co-Battles of Tennessee.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. We don't have time to do any scoring drive summaries. But what a play. You know, Clay County dead in the water. That's what we're sitting here. 3 minutes to go. And I said they had to take a shot. Boy, did they ever. Jeff Spivey down the sideline, showing it all right there.
Yes, sir.
Great throw from Nate Adams, but what a catch. And he sprinted and pulled away from Landon Baker down the sideline, Daniel. Baker with the angle on him.
Woo!
What a play. Clay County.
Extra points good by Levi Garrett. He's 2-2 on the night. 3:36 left in this one. And, folks, if you know somebody that tuned out a moment ago when Gordonsville scored, call them and tell them to tune back in. Tigers 21, Bulldogs 14.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollowLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 3:36 left in this one. Jeff Spivey catching the football off the arm of freshman Nate Adams. Spivey with his second touchdown catch of the season, and Thomas, it was a big one.
Yeah, it was huge. You know, it's what Clay County had to have. You go to the senior, you know, he just got the step and just smoked it down the sideline. He's got to give the freshman credit, too. That ball was perfect. Hit Spivey in stride. He hit it with those big white gloves on his hands and just stretched it out. Beautiful play. Clay County still got a shot. 3:36 to go. 21-14. But it's on this Clay County defense now.
Garrett kicks off left to right, fielded by Musgrove, brought down by Spivey, along with others. So Spivey catches the touchdown. He makes the stop. Spivey playing in his first football action of his career and doing a great job of it here during his senior campaign. Came out, he and Eli Smith there in week two, and they've been great additions. First and 10 Tigers. They take over from their own 39-yard line. Dogs need to stop. Give us a timeout update, Coach.
Clay County has all three. Gordsville's down to the one.
Thank you, sir.
Got the big back in there again, Daniel, on this one.
All Britton in the gun. Hands off to Greer. Greer off right side. Picks up around three. Keeps his feet churning. Keaton Arms helps pull him back. Arms not the primary stopper. Joseph Markham, it appears to me, was. Markham at the bottom of the pile, along with others. A nice gain by Greer there on first down. A pickup of five, advancing up to the Tiger 45. Second and five. 3:05 and ticking. Lots of fives there in the last few comments. 3 minutes and ticking. Fourth quarter. And we've got to stop here. We don't need to let them get a first down.
That's right. It can't happen. It can't happen. Coach Johnson got to think about maybe using a timeout after this play if we can get them in the third down.
Over on the left side. He's in ball down. Tackle for loss made. And it's going to be Joseph Markham there. He's the primary stopper. Eli Smith joining him. Wade Coons joining him. Tackle for loss made.
Coach Johnson taking a timeout here, Daniel. 2:37 to go. Big third down right here. Third and long. About third and eight, it looks like. I don't think you would see Coach Clemens go for it in this situation. So, 8 yards. We've seen Gores will go to the air in these situations. Late in these ball games, we've seen the quick out to Baker. We've seen them throw a 30-yard touchdown a second ago on third down. So, what Coach Clemens going to do right here, you think? I think he's going to take a shot, go to there.
Yeah, I think he puts it in the hands of Albritton and Baker. I mean, they're the guys. They're the guys. It's third and eight. If he picks up seven, he may even go with the deep out here. Just tell Baker to get to the sticks
right,
and sit down on it, let Albritton hit him. Mm-hmm. And if they end up a yard short, maybe go for it on fourth and one. 2:37 left in the contest. Gordonsville 21. Clay County 14.
Yeah, I think you see Coach Dickerson, defense coordinator here for Clay County, got to tighten this coverage up right here. You know, I'm with you. I don't know that he's going to throw the ball downfield. Double Baker. That's what we're doing. Seeing Eli Smith locked on him, man on man, with the Business County sharp over the top.
All written in the gun. Third and eight. Brings Adams in motion. Jet sweep to him. They're going to hand it to Adams. He does not get there. He spins out of a tackle. He's got a first down and more. He's down the sideline. They went to an unsung hero, number 34, Kyle Adams, on a jet sweep. Adams was hit in the backfield, dead to rights, but he spun out of that tackle and had a big play. It could seal the fate of this game.
What a call. What a call. Give Gordonsville credit right there. Use Baker kind of as a decoy on this outside. We saw Albritton look this way and just hand it off on the jet action as he was looking this way. Really nobody home for Clay County on that far sideline.
2 minutes and ticking. Gordonsville with it, first and 10 is a Clay County 30. Albritton in the gun. Hands off to Greer. Greer off right side. Picks up 7, 8 more yards. He's moved the sticks again. He advances down inside the red zone. It looks like he's tackled near out of bounds. I don't know if they'll wind the clock once they set the ball. Couldn't tell if he stayed in or not. They set it at the 14. Gordonsville with it. First and 10. at the Clay County 14. Greer must have went out of bounds because the clock is stopped at a minute 45. Clay County 40, or Gordonsville 21, Clay County 14. Got to stop. Gordonsville breaks huddle. Baker to the left, along with another wideout and a tight end. Single tight end right. Albritton with it. Gives to Greer. Greer hit. Dropped for maybe a yard, maybe none. Tackle by Eli Smith.
Hunter Kyle.
Oh, yeah, Kyle. Hunter Kyle on the stop. Clock's going to wind here. Gordonsville can run it all the way down to about 57 seconds before they snap, and I'm sure they'll use every second they can. It is second and 9 from the 13. They can pick up a first down somewhere around the 4-yard line.
Helpless feeling right here as this clock ticks down to close to a minute, Daniel.
Same scene last year.
It was.
Gordonsville driving from right to left from our vantage point, just like last year. Albritton with it. Hands off to Greer. Greer off right side. He's bobbled up for a minimal gain, possibly none. It's going to be 3rd and 9, and Clay County's not taking a timeout. Yes, they do. Okay. 53.3 seconds left here on the game clock. Clay County has one timeout remaining after this. 21-14. Gordonsville leading. 3rd and around 7. Ball resting right at the Clay County 10. Gordonsville going to stay to the ground here. Make Clay County use that last timeout. Would be my guess.
Yeah, of course we guessed wrong earlier on
that
huge play, Daniel. And again, you got to give Gordonsville credit for that play call. Basically, cinched this game for them in a way. You know, Clay County does have a shot here, 3rd and 6 from the 10, a little under a minute to go. I think you're just going to see the big back. But I also, watch for Albritton to pull it out of his belly. He hasn't done that yet in this heavy set they're running. Albritton could pull it out for a boot and end it really quick by getting into the end zone, Daniel.
21-14, Gordonsville up by 7. Region 4's top two teams playing here for the region crown. 53 seconds left. Gordonsville with it in the Clay County 10, 3rd and 7. Baker split wide left along with another wideout. Double tight end set inside. Greer at the left hip of Albritton in the gun. Quarterback keeper, Albritton off left side. He's here. He's dropped. Tackle for loss. Timeout immediately called. 47.6 seconds left. Levi Garrett maybe on the stop?
I couldn't see it, Daniel. I think it's Wade Coons. I saw that right white arm sleeve of Wade Coons right there making that stop.
It was.
Mano in the hole. Wade Coons went in there.
47.6 seconds left in the contest. 21-14 the score. Tigers up. Ball sets. I think at the Clay County 11. They've got the ball off the field right now to keep it out of the rain. We've had not had a downpour here tonight, but pretty much steady rain throughout the contest. It is 4th and about 8 after Coons recorded a tackle for loss. Clay County has no timeouts left. However, if they stop here on this play, the clock will stop when the play stops.
Yeah.
Whether it's run or incomplete pass, either one. So the Dogs, provided they stop them here, will have about 45 seconds to try to even the contest up. Got to stop them first. Here they come. Two wideouts to either side. Albritton in the gun. Greer at his right hip. Rain picks up a little. Albritton to throw. Releases for the end zone. Incomplete. Incomplete. Okay. 42.6 seconds left. Clay County offense going to come out. We didn't have a chance last year, I don't think, after the Tigers scored at the end of the game. Clay County does in this situation. As I said, rain's starting to pick up here at Turney Ford Field. As hard as it's been tonight. 1st and 10. Ball setting is a Clay County 11-yard line. An 89-yard field in front of them. Spivey, Kerr, Markham to the right. Burchett to the left. Sharp at the right hip of Adams. Nate rolls right. Looks downfield, releases to Kerr, incomplete. Good throw. Alec couldn't hang on. Alec could not hang on to the pass. Clock stops with 35.9 seconds left. Great play call. Clay County would have picked up around 15 yards. Kirk could have stepped out of bounds, but he couldn't hang on.
Yeah, we've seen that tonight. Clay County's had a tough time squeezing the football in these conditions, but you can't blame it on the conditions because we've seen the Tigers complete the same passes.
Same formation, trips to the right. Adams rolls right, has time to throw, looks downfield, releases and caught by Sharp, I think. It was Kerr on the catch. He goes out of bounds. 29.3 seconds on the clock. They're going to set the football down at the Clay County 24. It was a first down. Dogs break huddle. Markham by himself to the right. We could see, well, Baker's over the top of him, though. Three wideouts left, one right. Adams to throw, rolls left, under pressure, creates time, going to release it, incomplete. 23 seconds left on the clock. Nate Adams doing a nice job about running the defensive linemen who do get through. Clay County offensive line also doing a nice job blocking the Tiger front. Tigers up by 7, 21-14. Dogs with it, 2nd and 10, at their own 24. Going to play it with two wideouts to either side. Adams in the gun, Markham at his right heel. Adams with it, hands off to Markham. Markham on the inside, going to be tackled. Time running here. 13 seconds and ticking, down to 8. In fact, 6.2 seconds. So a unique call there with no timeouts left. Clay County handing off to Markham on 2nd and 10. Gordonsville probably having about 8 guys in coverage. They were hoping that Markham could pop a big one there like we saw him do earlier. He was not able to. He was brought down. He advanced up to the 30, so I guess he picked up 8?
6.
Picked up 6. 4th and 4. So this likely the last play. Keaton Arms comes in to play quarterback. He's got the stronger arm. He is the Hail Mary quarterback. 3 wide right, 1 left. Arms with it, whistles blow. False start, Clay County. Gonna back him up 5 more. I don't know if that matters at this point. 4th and 9 now with the ball at the Clay County 25. A 75-yard field in front of the Dogs. Last play of the game in front of us. 5 seconds on the clock. Arms the quarterback. Spivey split right along with Kern Burchett. Sharp at the right hip of Arms. Jimmy Burchett's going to be split left. Clay County asking for that 1.6 seconds back on the clock. It was 6 point something at the start of the last play. Now they put a minute 4, and I love that, but that's not going to stay. Now it's down to 6.4. Okay, here we go. Last play of the game coming. Gordonsville using their last timeout. I hate to do it, but we're going to play one ad, and we're going to come back for the final play of this contest.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
One final play to settle things here at Turney Ford Field at Gordonsville High School. The home field Tigers lead by 7 points, 21-14 over visiting Clay County. 6.2 seconds left on the clock. Ball sets at the Clay County 25-yard line, a 75-yard field in front of the Dogs. Dogs still huddled with head coach Jake Johnson and offensive coordinator Chris Harris. Gordonsville going to play it, rushing about 4 to 5 guys. They're going to have at least 7 back in coverage here. Yeah, they're going to leave 4 in the box, have 7 deep. Keaton Arms playing quarterback here, a little less mobile than Adams. However, he has a bigger, stronger arm, so he's your Hail Mary quarterback, and that's what we're essentially going to see here. Spivey, Markham, and Burchett split to the right. Kerr split to the left. Sharp at the left hip of Arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Keaton with time. Throws quick. Hook and lateral set up. No, they throw underneath the Kerr. He's tackled. Game ends. The Region 4 championship goes to the Gordonsville Tigers. I'm just watching the field here, making sure that a fracas doesn't ensue, and it doesn't. Each team does what they should, walk back to the other side, going to shake it up. This one ends. Another heartbreaking defeat here at Turney Ford Field for Clay County. This was the third game of the series. Here, the last time they were at John Peoplesville in Salina, Clay County won. The last three series games go to Gordonsville, all at home. Clay County going to finish as the number two seed out of Region 4. They'll host a home playoff game next week against the number three seed out of Region 3. Gordonsville will be at home as the number one seed out of Region 4, hosting the number four seed out of Region 3. Folks, stay with us here. Going to come back and do the CarQuest postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Lake County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the CarQuest postgame show. Gordonsville beating Clay County tonight 21 to 14. The final score, Dogs go to 9-1 on this great 2021 season. Tigers wrap up their regular season also with a 9-1 record. Just a find here tonight. It very much mirrored the last year's two contests that we saw. Tonight's first half was very similar to last year's week four matchup that pretty much saw the Tigers dominate the whole contest. And that's really what we saw the first half. The Tigers led at halftime 14-9, and not a lot of good things happened for Clay County. Then, in the second half, we saw what we saw in the second round playoff game down here last year, just a back-and-forth battle, and very eerily similar. We saw Gordonsville on a fourth-quarter drive, driving down, and just chewing up a lot of clock and going up. Clay County answered back. Thomas is going to go through all through that stuff. But just wanted to mention that each half kind of mirrored last year's two contests we had with them. Thought that was strange. Thomas, a heartbreaker here tonight. Clay County wrapping up a great regular season, though, 9-1.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot to be thankful for. Just a great season. It doesn't end here.
Right.
Hosting a playoff game next week. Got a chance at a deep run there, too. But it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts when you're a Bulldog fan. I know it hurts when you're a Bulldog player this time of year. And but, you know, you're right. Clay County did some uncharacteristic-type things, I thought, in that first half. You saw them not necessarily be in sync, not really play like the team that we've seen for nine games.
I agree. I don't know. There were some new wrinkles that the coaching staff put in, and I applaud them for that. That's not an unusual thing to do against an opponent that has scouted you so well and knows you so well. Gordonsville, I'm sure, did some new things tonight, too, that they have not done.
Because
each team has every film from the other one. They know each other inside out. Gordonsville's had coaches at our games the last 2 weeks against Grundy and York. And, I think Gordonsville did a better job of incorporating maybe their new wrinkles than we did there early.
Yeah, and, you know, the Clay County defense played pretty well, too. It was about the big play for Gordonsville in that first half and really this entire game until that last drive. You saw Matthew Albritton break the offensive slump for both teams with a 68-yard run there in that, I think that was in the first quarter, it actually ended the first quarter, the 68-yard run did, yeah. That got them down on the goal line, and they punched it in on the second play of the second quarter, kicked the extra point, went up 7-0, 11:53 to grow in the second quarter, in the first half, really. And then Clay County turned it over on downs, their next possession. And then Gordonsville struck again immediately. So they scored 14 straight really quick.
They did.
Their middle of the first half. And that got Clay County down. They didn't do anything with it heading into the half. We did see them get a big stop right before the half. It could have been a three-score game going into intermission. But Clay County gained a little momentum there with that stop, I think. And then they carried it over to the second half. And it came from the defensive side of the ball. Albritton, he got another big run, if you'll remember. And then here come the Clay County defense. Arms bowed up on a third and goal at the six to start off the third quarter. The Tigers attempted a field goal, and then that's when the tide turned after that, when they missed that field goal. Clay County got the ball back, and that's when Joseph Markham broke this game open for the Dogs with a 71-yarder and made it 14-7. And it was a whole new game for us. For Clay County, for this crowd, the response, I was proud to see it because, honestly, we were talking about it at the time. Clay County hadn't played the way they should in a game like this up until that point.
That's right. Even said that you guys during break were facing some adversity here down 14-9. Now we're going to find out what these guys are made of. And they didn't disappoint. They did battle back. And the crowd got behind them, fueled them, and it turned into a dogfight for that last quarter.
Right. Forced the Tigers to punt on their next possession, but we really couldn't do anything with it. We got two chances on that next offensive drive with the rough and the punter that Markham took, and we still couldn't do anything with it. We're forced to punt, and then it was one of those back-and-forth things. But Gordonsville, on their next drive, another big strike to make it 21-7 with a 38-yard touchdown from Matthew Albritton, and we thought the Dogs were dead in the water. But guess what? They weren't. Adams finds Spivey for 63 yards, and it's the same type ball game, one-score game, 3:36 to go. And then Gordonsville pretty much put this one away with their next drive, even though Clay County got the stop and got the ball back. But
it was eerily similar to last year. That helpless feeling. We didn't really think this Gorgel team had it in them, but they did, as far as that drive, eating up the clock, and putting the game away.
They did. And credit to Matthew Albritton, who's still out on the field right now, talking with his teammates. I see him, and Landon Baker, what a game they had, along with the rest of their teammates. We're going to play one promo here. Going to come back and let Coach Edwards give us the give Gordonville stats. Thomas will do the Clay County stats. We'll have a final budget pest control scoreboard update. But before that, we'll name the TDS top performers. We'll be back here in about 75 seconds.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Bay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time tonight, Gordonsville 21, Clay County 14, Tigers, region champs. Dogs, second place in the region. Both will have home playoff games next week. Coach Edwards, want to give some Gordonsville stats? I don't particularly want to hear them, but we always share them.
Yeah. Well, before I do that, I just want to, the season's not over.
Exactly.
Like Thomas alluded to. It's not over. I mean, we can play with anybody that we're going to see in the next three rounds, semifinal. We can play with any of those teams, and we proved that tonight. So it's not over. I know it's going to be a long bus ride home or whatever, but they've got to realize they still got some football to play.
That's right. Everybody 0-0 next week.
That's right. Hey, Gordonsville, 50 plays, 371 yards, 36 rushes for 222, 14 of 23 through the air by Albritton, 149 yards and a touchdown.
We talked about Matthew Albritton. He had a lot of those rushing yards, too, if you think about it. If we put all that together, an unbelievable performance by a star in the making in Matthew Albritton, I think. But one thing that jumps out to me on those I'll let you comment on him first.
Well, I just remember, we sitting here right here in these stands and watching it when he was an eighth grader and came up and played varsity football. He caught our attention that night.
Yeah.
We didn't see him as a sophomore when we beat him in 2019 at home. He had a broken foot and didn't play. I'm not saying his absence is why we beat him, but certainly it had a factor in it. He is a sophomore that year, or a freshman rather, and Auburn's great.
He is great. But what jumps out to me on those stats, Coach, I didn't expect 200 and something yards rushing from this Gordonsville Tiger team, and that's pretty much what won in the game.
It was. Rushing the football in these sloppy conditions.
It was, and there was only two big plays. Well, three, I guess you could say, a 21-yarder, a 28-yarder, and then that big 68-yarder for the touchdown. But not the touchdown. We got down to the one-yard line there early. So other than that, it was all 3, 5, 7, 9, just small chunks.
Yep.
Penalties?
Each team had 5. Clay County 5 for 55, and Gordonsville 5 for 39.
Neutralizing factor there.
Yeah. On the other side, Clay County, after only having 72 yards in the first half, ended up with 251, so 200-yard second half almost on 44 plays. 25 rushes for 133 yards and a touchdown. Arms went 3 for 3 for 11 yards. Adams came in and threw 8 for 16, 107 yards and a touchdown. On the receiving side, Alec Kerr caught 5 balls for 43 yards. Joseph Markham, 1 catch for 5 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 3 catches for just 2 yards. And then Jeff Spivey, the senior, big play, big game tonight, 2 catches, 68 yards, one of them being that 63-yard touchdown catch. On the rushing side, Carson Sharp, 11 carries for 32 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 1 carry for negative 3. Alec Kerr, 2 carries for, 1 carry for 2 yards. Keaton Arms had 5 carries for 21 yards. And Nate Adams had 1 carry for 1 yard here tonight. Joseph Markham, the leading rusher, 6 carries for 80 yards, one of those being that 71-yard touchdown run. And defensively tonight, a lot of big numbers here for Clay County. Wade Coons leading the way with 9 tackles tonight, 1 for loss. Jimmy Burchett had 4 stops. Keaton Arms, another great game. Well, a great game in his return. He had 8 tackles, 3 of those for loss. Eli Smith, 5 stops tonight, 1 for loss, and a sack. Levi Garrett, 1 tackle. He did block that field goal we talked about in the summary. Nate Adams, 5 stops tonight. Carson Sharp, 3. Hunter Kyle, a great second half. He had 4 tackles, and then, of course, that big deflection in one of those drives. Alec Kerr had 1 tackle tonight, and Jeff Spivey with 1 tackle tonight. And Joseph Markham, 8 stops, 2 sacks, and 1 for loss. And I'll let you roll right into the next part of this segment, Dan.
Say Joseph one more time. 8.
8 tackles, 2 sacks, and a tackle for loss.
Okay, we are going to roll right into our next part of our CarQuest postgame show, and that's the announcement of the TDS top performer from tonight's game. It is Joseph Markham. I want to throw out a quick honorable mention to Jeff Spivey on it for that electric catch and run down the sideline, and you know, that really put the Dogs back when it was 21-7. But Joseph was down 14-9. Joseph came in on one of his first touches of the contest, ran the big 71-yarder, I think it was, and nobody was catching him. We don't always talk about him for his speed. We talk about him for his physicality, but he showed he had both tonight. Just kind of wheeled us into it. He had some great punts tonight. His first of the night was around a 50-yard net punt, a big high spiraling kick. Always does a great job in that capacity. He's one of the best high school punters that I remember us having around these parts in a long time. Defensively, as Thomas just said, 8 stops, and they were big ones. You see the sacks. You see the tackle for loss. And Joseph really feeds off of this crowd, and he's the one that kind of gets the crowd going sometimes too. You know, he and Wade Coons and some others, but he feeds off of them. He gets us going. And Markham, just a great football player, another one of these talented juniors, and he was the guy tonight for us, along with a lot of other good performers.
Yeah, and you talk about all the stats, but you're right about when you said the timing of them. You know, Clay County's dead in the water, pretty much. Down 14-0, nothing going their way, couldn't put anything together in that first half, and Joseph Markham just broke one and pulled away. There were several guys. We saw the speed of this Gordonsville Tiger team.
Baker, Aubrey.
Landon Baker in the back had an angle on him, but he just pulled away, walked into the end zone, and the timing of that play just flipped it for Clay County, got him back in the ball game. And, you know, you talk about what all he does. He can do it all, from special teams to defense to offense. But Joseph Markham makes big plays when we need them most.
He does. Coach, thoughts and comments on Joseph, his TDS top performer?
Well, I had Joseph as a freshman playing basketball, and I knew at that point, you know, he reminded me a lot of a guy that we had a few years ago that made some big plays too, B.J. Emberton.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and I knew as he got older, he was going to mature and be a heck of an athlete, and he's turned into that for sure. And to be honest with you, I wish he's still playing basketball, but, you know, he's made his name here on the gridiron, and, you know, we're fortunate to have him out here.
Tonight's TDS top performer was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Going to do a final budget pest control scoreboard update, give you a little playoff update as to what the Dogs are going to be looking at the next couple of weeks after that. Coach, I'll kick to you.
These are all final scores, guys. South Pittsburgh, 42, Copper Basin, 8. Sale Creek, 62, Lookout Valley, 6. If I'm not mistaken, that pretty much seals it up, that South Pitt will be the 1, Whitwell the 2, Sale Creek the 3, and Copper Basin the 4. So we should be hosting Sale Creek, John Teeples Field, next Friday night.
Sounds good. And win there would put us likely, unless crazy upset happens, down at South Pittsburgh for the second round.
Correct. At South Pitt for the second round, and let, you know, South Pitt's going to host Red Bull. Should be the matchup there. So we'll pick that one next week, Daniel.
Okay.
We'll let you. More final scores: East Nashville 36, Smith County 0. Watertown 31, Trousdale 21.
Whoa.
That's a huge win. Purple Tigers, that's a big win. Strong program, but a surprise.
They started the season 0-3,
mm-hmm.
Watertown. And it might have been 0-2. I think it was 0-3. Really turned around that thing as the weeks have tricked along. And those two are probably going to play again here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They have the last 2 years, I know.
Well, somebody's got to go through Tyner.
Well, Tyner will be 3, so Tyner's going to come to Trousdale, I guess, next week.
So that ain't a gimme.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Be thinking about that one, because we will. That's a good one. Meigs went to Marion and put it on them 20-0. How about that, guys? Joe Burns, 24, Sycamore, 8. Grundy County gets the win tonight, 14-0 over Community. Macon County, 44. Cumberland County, 10. Rockwood 34, York 27, Monterey 68-0 shut out of Wartburg, and Coalfield defeats Oneida 14-7.
Good game.
That is the final Budget Pest Control scoreboard of the night. Budget Pest Control, your infestation is our occupation.
21-14, Tigers over Dogs, 2021 Region 4A Championship. As Coach Edwards says, folks, this season ain't over. It was just the end of the regular season. We will be at home next week against Sail Creek at John Teeples Field. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock Eastern. We'll be there to broadcast CarQuest postgame show. We'll air at 6 o'clock. Come on out, though, if you can make it. Don't overlook the opportunity to watch the Dogs at home in the postseason. For Fletcher Strong, Lauren Weaver, Rob Edwards, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.